98.6.
This is basic civil defense information from the Department of Defense, Office of Civil Defense, Washington. If a nuclear attack ever occurs, go to a public shelter if one is nearby. Or if you have a home shelter, use it. But if regular shelter isn't available, and even if your home has no basement, you could still improvise some limited fallout protection in a first floor hall or room, away from outer walls and windows. Use doors off their hinges, furniture and appliances, plus stacks of other shielding material, such as trunks or drawers, filled with sand or earth, to make an enclosure large enough to live in for a short time. Some homes without basements have a crawl space between the first floor and the ground. Select the crawl space area under the center of a house and place shielding material around it. On the floor above, place other shielding material to provide additional protection for the shelter space. For more information on how to improvise fallout protection, check with your local civil defense director.
This is the moment fans around the world have been waiting for.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Typically, it helps if I turn the microphone up, right? Yeah. Always forget something. Hi, kids.
Hey, it's Carlito. I'm Carlito.
Hey. Hope you all are doing wonderful tonight. This is Showtime, Madhouse Radio for Memorial Day 2013. May 26, 2013 to be precise. With me here as always, Big Fat Motherfucking Milkman. Yay!
Ah, hermanito. Oh, que fue, hey, man. Chico, man, how's it going? Man, your melodious tones here, as always, are definitely appreciated, man. Yeah. We're out here to save a lot more lives, man. I know you got some interesting things up your sleeve. Don't you, hermanito?
Yeah, and here also is Katie K.
Yeah.
Hi, Japan.
How you doing, KDK?
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
All right. Well, and you're reminding me that I have to order that pagag, you know, those Filipinos. That's disgusting, man. Did you hear the whole thing about the pagag? What is it, pagag? Pag-pag. That's the nasty shit, man. Can't believe people do that. Apparently in the Philippines, poor people do dumpster diving in restaurants and stuff, fast food restaurants. They dumpster dive and then they recook the food that they scavenge and sell it on the street, like street fare, and they call it pag-pag. Pag-pag being Filipino for shaking off, as in shaking off the dirt and shit off of the food before you cook the leftovers. That's nasty, right? That's not leftovers, it's just trash. Trash machine. Wow. Yeah, anyway, Mokman, you ever have any
pag-pag? People's gotta eat, man, and there's...
food is at all levels of decay, dude. Cheeses to yogurts to milks to, you know, just so many things, dude. But, you know, it's a shame that these governments disagree in this world, man, that to let a human being starve, man, our society allows for that. Even in the Philippines, that's a shame, man. God bless you.
I know some people in West Virginia probably eat some pag-pag, you know? They probably call it something else.
Yeah, man. You gotta have some possum jaws and grits, man. That's different, man.
That's good eating, man. There's lots of meat on that jaw. And you know, there's dumpster divers, you know, New York City and shit.
That'll put your hair on you, but don't on you down there, man, in mono.
It'll put hair on your penis. On your penises.
Yeah, put hair on
your penis and balls. Yeah.
Fushy. So fushy. That's why he was so fushy, was he? Yes, fushy.
Well, everyone, be sure to head over to MadhouseLive.com if you're just listening or watching right now. You can join the chat room there where a lot of our friends are hooked in right now. A lot of good people in there enjoying themselves, behaving tonight, having a good time, talking with each other. And, of course, Request a Prank is there. Send those prank call requests. There is a Request a Prank form you can use. Click that. Fill in your information. Send it off. I will receive it. And then I will attempt to do the prank call, hopefully. I don't always get to them all. I try my best. But as of late, we've been getting a lot of Request a Pranks. So I try my best to get through them all, but I don't always get them all. But hey, it doesn't hurt to try. You can also send those prank requests in the IRC chat. Please do not post any numbers publicly, either on the YouTube comments. If you're watching on YouTube video, do not post numbers. Do not post numbers in the YouTube video channel, please. And do not post them publicly
now, what
in the
doing
IRC
that?
Chat.
Now, come on, man. That's not... Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, okay. You know, just keep your eye on it, man.
It's a newer guy. Newer folks don't know. It's all right. You're confused. You're like, do my number. Don't do it. You got to send it privately. Send it on the Request a Prank form on the site, or send a private message to me and send it that way, okay?
Right. Yeah, that'll work better.
All right. Sporty boy.
It will actually get called by us. If you post it on the forums, if you post it on the YouTube in the general box, we're not going to call it. You just wasted your number.
Man. Sporty board saying, attention everyone watching on YouTube, stupid shit, stupid. So there you go. He's got.
Are we stupid? No, we stupid. No, we stupid. And just back and forth. You never get anywhere.
Yeah. Anyway, been having fun. Last night I had a lot of fun. Milkman, did you hear that show last night that the kids did, man? They were calling.
I realized something was Roy. Was Roy the one on the air? I don't know. I didn't catch all the details. I thought it was Roy. I don't know. I was tired, dude. I had to zonk.
I was working, so I don't remember much of who was on.
I saw something about Roy and such, and I figured somebody was on there and he was doing it. Or is Roy doing shows now, or what's going on with that, man? Yeah.
Big Roy, Brad, RBCP, whatever you want to call him, does shows. Sure, he does. But also, last night was Ken and Sloth. I think Ice Goose might have been on last night, maybe. But, they were calling the pets. I think it's Petco or one of those pet superstores. They were calling customers back who had brought their dogs in for grooming, and they were Nunu came up with an idea to say that the dogs had made sexual advances on other dogs, and they're going to be arrested for rape, or they were going to be registered as sex offender dogs for future visits and stuff like that. It was pretty funny. That's what dogs do. That's what dogs fucking do. They fucking hump, you know. They fuck each other, you know. But that was kind of funny. I thought I had a good time listening to that.
Well, is there some rhyme and reason to the anal sniffing they do back and forth? Is that it?
I guess. It's communication, Milkman. That you can tell any dogs can tell it.
I guess. Okay, what is that?
I guess isn't
ATM,
it a dog
ask to nose? Is that what that is? ATM.
A dog can tell where another dog has been, what they've eaten, if they're sick.
Ah, I see. Okay, there. So if they fart beef flavored, it's likely that they ate beef.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I see. Or they dogs are pretty smart like that.
Or they attacked and killed a cow and ate it a little bit. You know?
maybe they went dumpster diving at Pog Pog at McDonald's, man, and got a deal, man, on 3 days.
Maybe they attacked Milkman. That would be funny.
Well, see, I had to get milk, man. You see, they'd like me. They'd be cool. Man,
that'd be funny, Milkman. I would like to see video of you being chased by a pit bull and getting bit and stuff. I think that'd be pretty funny.
Why would you want to see me get bit? I mean, is that like a fantasy there?
Yeah.
I mean,
I just want you to get chased and bit by a pit bull in an alleyway somewhere. You know?
Okay. All right. I guess that sounds pretty violent. All right.
I think it'd be cool. It'd be awesome. All right. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, am I allowed to bleed, or am I supposed to like try to hold the blood in?
Hold the blood in. You got to hold the blood.
All right. And I won't poop my pants either.
Because you got to.
All right.
You got to save your chi power. You know, that's your chi. You have to save.
Oh, I do have my chi. I do have my chi. It's actually my key, so you can call what you want. It's
whatever.
The thing.
Fuck you.
Oh, my heart.
What do you call? How do you say karate? Karate? Is that how you say it, Milkman? Mr. Smarty.
It's karate, not karate. Karate. It's karate.
Karate. Whatever.
Yeah. It is karate.
The fucking. Who was the fucking karate guy that ended up killing himself? You know what I'm talking about? They found him.
Sulu. It was Sulu.
No, man. The guy that was, he hung himself.
Yeah. Sulu was in the Karate Kid, remember?
All right, Milkman, I'm being serious. Who was it? Stop being stupid.
I was playing with one of our calls. Okay. We're supposed to like address that and move back on. Okay. Yeah. No, I don't know who it was, dude. Who was it?
Who played the monk, the traveling guy? Who the fuck was that? You remember? David Carradine.
Why Chang Kane was David Carradine, the Peter Hanger, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Peter Hanger.
Yeah. David.
Now, he might have appreciated that getting shot in the Peter with that lady with the penises on her computer, man. He might have actually appreciated some of that.
Yeah.
We probably could have, like, hooked him up with the call, like, you know, like, we were, like, monitored.
Whatever ended up coming out of that, was he murdered or was he really?
He hung himself with this auto self asphyxiation, autoerotic. I don't know what the hell he was doing. Somehow they said he had a rope around his neck. It was over, this is what I read, mm-hmm. over the, what's the bar in your closet? I guess, you know, hang your clothes on.
Yeah.
And then tied to his heater, and he was hanging off of his heater and his neck with this rope or some shit. I guess somebody was supposed to let him down, but, you know, I don't know, dude. I really don't know, man.
Someone,
all they said was it was something to do with that, and they tried to keep it hush-hush, and it was in Thailand.
Yeah, in Thailand. And everything happens in Thailand. You can get anything,
dude,
in Thailand.
Thailand is a wicked place, dude.
You want to fuck? Man, you want to Milkman? You go to Thailand. Sports. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Milkman, me and you. You know, if we
hey man, let's go get some tick tick, man.
Yeah,
some
man.
Tick tick.
Peck peck, man. You go, actually,
no, pock pock, tick tick, man. Screw that pock pock shit. I don't want none of that.
I want
tick
some,
tick.
We'll go eat some pock pock, and then we'll get some peck peck. We'll fuck some
you
peck.
Can have some of that, and I'll just stick with the tick tick, and you can go out, and I'll just monitor. How's that?
All right, cool. Yeah, man, right. That's cool. But didn't we get a
Coach
girl?
You get some Scotiellas, man, some axe, dude, and then you will be in space.
Didn't that one girl in Thailand recently get into me? Remember? Wasn't that a few weeks ago? Talked to a girl in Thailand. She was all like, "Oh yeah."
Oh yeah, man, that was pretty cool, man. She texted you her social security number, man. That was really neat because she wants to get a visa with you, dude. That is awesome.
Makes sense. Okay, here's a lost iPhone. Let's get into the prank calls here. I've been talking bullshit for too long. Fuck.
This is David.
Yeah, you lost your iPhone 3?
Yeah.
All right, and why did you lose it? What happened?
I don't know. My daughter lost it.
Oh, is she stupid or something? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
Is she really? Does she have epilepsy?
Yeah.
Okay, so how old is your daughter?
3.
She's 3? Do you have any pictures of your daughter on the iPhone?
No, dude.
Okay. Well, what was she playing Angry Birds with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you being so short with me? Why are you mad? I'm trying to help you.
Well, I found
an iPhone here, and I'm thinking maybe it's yours, but I need if you give me the unlock code, I'll see if I can unlock it, and if it's the right one, then I'll let you know.
What color is it?
It's a white iPhone.
Is it a 4?
It's a 3.
Huh. It was a 3?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was talking to my wife, man.
What? What did you say?
Yeah, I was trying to talk to my wife, dude.
Okay, well, where is she now?
Pardon me?
Where is she now? Is she having sex behind your back or something? She's not there?
My wife? No, she's right here beside me, son.
Oh, okay. Was she thinking about another man?
Probably.
All right. Can I talk to her?
No.
And turn her on for you, you know, and get her warmed up for you tonight? You can have some Memorial Day sex with her? You can pretend she's a Vietnamese girl and you're the Vietnamese vet on top of her in the village, you know, doing her?
And no, she just said foul language.
What? I'm not saying foul language.
But anyway, I've already replaced the phone, but I appreciate it.
Then why did you put an ad? Why are you wasting my time? Why did you put an ad?
Well, I played that ad like yesterday or day before. I mean, I don't wait around forever, you know. Made a move by the phone.
You didn't wait. So, you didn't wait very long.
Call.
You didn't wait very long. You know.
No. Well, I waited a day. A day in my life is like 10 years in your son.
Oh wow.
So, appreciate the phone call, dude.
Are you a business? Are you a business? Okay. Yeah, man.
Oh boy, man! They got Spaceman from the future, man.
Wow.
10 years I live in one lifetime, and you take 1 minute.
I live 10 years.
Back from the future.
God, man, he's something else. When I worked at an ISP, the big joke was every time someone wanted service really fast because they were down, we had to send a technician out, like a tech out, a repair tech. They always said, oh, well, I'm a business. I need fast service. I'm a business. It's like, oh, you're a business? Yeah. Oh, okay. So,
big business.
So I remember I said a few times, like, oh, you're a business? Yeah. Oh, okay. So let me go ahead and put you through so we can upgrade you to business class service, which is about 3 times the rate. No, I didn't say that. Well, you just said you're a business, sir. And your terms of agreement says you're not supposed to use this for business purposes, right? That's not what I meant. I mean, I'm a businessman. Like, oh, okay.
I'm a businessman.
You mean you have a job? Yeah. Okay, cool, man. Me too. All right. Well, we'll be out there in 2 weeks to fix your shit. It's not acceptable, man. Fucking people. It's when it's about them. And then I was a dispatcher for an AC repair company in Florida. And when July came, everybody had asthma. Everyone was like, oh, you know, I need my air conditioner repaired. Well, we're booked up for the whole week. We'll be out there next Wednesday. Oh, I have kids with asthma. Okay. Cool, man. Open the phone book. There's about 800 fucking air conditioning repair places in Central Florida. I'm sure you'll find someone. Go for it.
Fucking bullshit, man.
Oh, my. I need a, you know, I'm an elderly person. I'm elderly, and I'm sick, and then I have kids here who have asthma. Like,
hey, maybe we could, like, get a little run on numbers and start, like, a little early, you know, going around calling people. Hey, man, can you fix my air conditioner?
Shit. I was like, all right, we'll go get a hotel room then, you know?
There you go.
Go, man. Nice cold AC in the hotel room, man.
Well, they can go down and watch hockey game.
There you go. And they got, yeah.
That's cool.
And then free continental breakfast, you know? Get some fruit, bagels. Sometimes you get some orange juice.
That's right.
Yeah, you bring
it's
your...
like a brownie. You can get one in your oven sometimes. You never know, man. Yeah. In your microwave.
Some
ding, ding.
Some of those
fresh
places
brownie.
Even have a waffle iron you can use. They have the batter, and you put the waffle batter in the iron. You make your own waffle there right in the hotel, and they have orange juice. All you need to do is bring your own vodka milk, man, and boom.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, yeah, man. That hand sanitizer they got nowadays, man, you know, you can, like, put that through a paper towel and just suck up that 99% ethanol in there. It's some good shit.
Yeah,
dude.
Man, you put that in your ass. in a sponge.
Oh, nope, man, then you can go butt chugging, man. Can you imagine?
I came up with an alcoholic drink myself.
Sanitary, dude. I mean, I guess if you combine that with a popper, what would you get? Maybe that's like, we'll get our gay team on this and find out. Like, somebody could throw that one of our calls, man, I'm sure.
There you go. Brad Carter could tell us. He's gay. I came up with an alcoholic recipe drink. Milkman, you want to know what it is? It's called a vodka orange. It's orange juice and a little bit of vodka, and you mix it up. And, it's really good. It's called vodka orange. I came up with it myself, man. You should try it. Vodka orange.
Holy shit.
Nunu reminding Milkman that this is a prank show, not a paper towel show. Write that down on your big board over there, Milkman. Yours.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Shit, the fuck. Try this person again. Sloth stating the obvious that that's not a new drink. Oh, thank
Sloth.
Sloth not understanding the joke. Hello. Hey, you lost the iPhone in San Dimas?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I'm Ted.
How you doing?
Hey, good. Listen, I think I found your iPhone. I don't know if you wanted it back. It has that. There's like this crack on it.
Yeah, it's my little boy. He lost it yesterday. I think at 7 a.m. or something.
Okay, and can you give me the unlock code for it so I can check it out?
Check what out?
I want to see the pictures on here and stuff.
Huh?
I want to see the pictures. Yeah, I want to see the games and the pictures and play with it for a little while. Then I'll give it back.
Oh, I don't even know the code, bro. My kid has it.
Well, what's wrong with your kid? Is he Mongoloid? He doesn't know how to say the code? Can you ask him?
Whoa, now you know what? Shut the fuck up and keep the fucking phone sticking up your ass.
Hey, S.A., I have your phone. Yeah. I want to give your phone back, Mr. Mexican S.A., stinky.
Hey, you know what? I don't give a fuck, dog. You stupid. You got shit the phone anyway.
What? You got the phone on layaway? Yo, shut the fuck up, man. What the fuck? Because I called
him. Poor Eddie.
I guess no.
Whatever happened to the magic marker, dude? Is the magic marker completely gone or the highlighter?
I sniffed it all.
Oh, I see. I wonder if you're snorting that white out.
S.A.? Come on, S.A., pick up the phone, S.A.
Yo, homo.
Well, are you working tonight, Milkman, or?
Yeah.
Your call has been.
Right now, or you're not driving yet?
No, I'm going to go pick up here in a couple minutes, man.
I'm going to pick up some weed. All right, man. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, here's another lost iPhone.
What is going on? Is our stream down?
What?
No.
I have all.
It's full shit. No, it's silent. It is silent.
Is it?
Oh, there it is. No. It was calm. Never mind.
You stupid.
You're full of shit. Whatever it is. Okay, that was me.
All right. We got a lost iPhone 4, another one here with reward. I lost my iPhone 4 Sunday at around 2 p.m. This is back in April. At Winco Foods in South Virginia Street. It has a
Winco
long...
Ring Finders Club.
Yeah. I never heard of a Winco Foods. You ever heard of a Winco Foods?
I heard of Wanko Foods, but I think Mr. Nunu there is a patron of that establishment. I haven't been to such a formal establishment. Yeah,
probably has a picture of Jesus Christ as the lock screen wallpaper. All right, let's do it. Jesus Christ.
Holy Mother of God.
But this has to be a Mexican, right?
Jesus Christ. A picture of Jesus Christ. He's a son of man. And we all love Jesus. So thank you, Jesus, for loving our poor imperfect selves.
Hello?
Yes. Hey, sweetie, honey, baby. How are you? Fuck.
She's not very friendly there. I think she may have dropped the phone. Maybe give her another chance.
I was trying to be nice to her.
She got off on the wrong foot, that's all. You know.
I was just trying to be
nice. No,
what
up?
I'm sorry. I was just trying to be nice. I found an iPhone 4 in the grocery store.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, do you...
But why'd you hang up like that? Were you mad because I said, honey, baby, sweetie, like that? I'm sorry.
Well, wait a minute.
What? Well, can you say you're sorry for hanging up first? Because that was kind of mean. I'm just trying to be a nice person and give it back.
Yeah? Oh, wait a minute. Let me pass to my son.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Stupid.
Papi,
What's wrong? That woman doesn't speak English? She's stupid?
Yeah. Give me a second.
Okay.
What were you calling for?
Oh, I don't speak Spanish. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. I speak English.
You don't speak English? Oh, you speak English. Oh,
I can speak English, yeah.
You're the English speaker. Oh, good. Yeah. I found an iPhone at the grocery store today, and it was way back in the, like, in the food aisle, like inside the aisle on the shelf. It was behind some oatmeal boxes that were there.
Oh.
And then I was tracing it and everything, and I keep trying to unlock it, but it doesn't want to unlock. It has a big picture of baby big Jesus on it. It has a big Jesus on it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, can I have the code to unlock it so I can use the phone?
So, well, why would you need to use it? Because
I need to make sure it's yours and everything. You know, I want to look at the pictures and stuff.
You should know. I'm kind of, like, hesitant about giving you a number because, you know.
Well, I found the phone, you know. You could help me out and I help you out.
Yeah, I'm excuse me a second.
Hello? TikTok?
Yeah?
Yeah? What happened?
Sorry, could you give me a second?
Oh, well, I guess. We only got a bunch of people here waiting, you know?
What?
What's the code?
I'm sorry, what?
Ask the woman for the secret code, please. Look, I found it, the phone. I found it.
What?
I found the phone.
Yes, I know.
At Winco. How much is the reward? How many minutes do I get with the woman?
What?
How many minutes do I get with the woman for the reward?
What the?
You know, like, will she do a pee-pee touch and all that, you know?
Is it a prank call or something?
No. I found the phone. I have a phone. I have iPhone 4 with Jesus on it.
Yeah.
Can I talk to her? I speak Spanish. Man. She's begging her back there.
Dude, he wasn't very compliant, man.
She'll pick up now.
Alright.
I hung up an accident. I hit the button. Oops.
Hi, puppy. I don't know.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello. I have the phone. Hello. Is someone there? Please. Hello. It's a house answering machine.
Hello?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, I was talking to a young man, and he hung up the phone on accident. I don't know, or he got mad. What happened?
No. It's my son. He doesn't know how to answer.
Why is he mad?
No, he's not mad at all.
Oh, okay. Well, I found the iPhone. Is it your wife's iPhone?
That's the one that I lost?
I found it in the store, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, yeah, what I tried to do, you want to return it to me, please?
Well, yeah, but what is, it says reward, and I was wondering if the girl, the woman, will she do a pee-pee touch, you know, for it? And she will she touch my pee-pee, you know? And touch and kiss me down there? And, you know?
Okay, so, wait.
Yeah.
So you have the phone, right?
Yeah, I have the phone, but I want the reward. I want a reward, you know?
Yeah, okay. How much you wanna?
I wanna have sex with the woman for about 10 minutes, maybe, and have her touch my pee-pee and show me her tetas, you know, and all that.
Okay, yeah.
Will she show me her private parts?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, and what about you? Are you the husband or what are you? What do you do?
No, okay.
What do you do? Are you husband?
No.
Are you husband?
No, I'm his dad.
Okay, and who's the woman?
She's my daughter.
Oh, that's your daughter? How is she, old or young?
Oh, how can I give that kind of information? You know what I mean?
Is she sexy, girl? You know?
Yeah, she's very sexy.
Is she a chola? Does she dress like a chola, or what does she do? How is she?
No, like a very sexy Latina, you know?
Oh, okay. Can I talk to her?
Huh?
Can I talk to her?
Okay, Give me a second, okay?
Okay. Give me a second so I can figure out how to hang up the phone. Took him that long.
Dude, he was rather compliant, man. I mean, he was going to hand over the goods, dude. That was pretty simple.
He was going to hand over his daughter, who's a very sexy Latina.
Yeah, his wife at first. He's volunteered his wife first. And I was like, daggone, man. But as soon as you mentioned him, dude, like, that's when he started getting scared. So I guess it's just one-way activity there.
Yeah, not into the gay.
Well.
And that's okay.
We might have lost, you know, a listener or two with that one, but, you know, they'll be back.
We gained a few with that, too, though. Okay.
I'd say probably so. Hi.
All right. We got a handyman service, assembly home tune-ups, repairs, picture hanging, flat screens installed, carpentry, everything, man. Trim, molding, doors, windows, cabinets. All right. Garbage disposals and sinks and washer machine. All right. Wow, this guy does everything. He doesn't sneak drains, though. Damn it. He's got a whole list of shit. Painting, patching, top, everything. I wonder what he has against sneaking drains, but okay. Emergency repairs. Call Adrian in Los Angeles. L.A., yo, East L.A. Milkman, East L.A., man.
Yo, man, what's up? East L.A., man.
I remember that movie. My dad used to love that movie.
What's up?
Born in East L.A.
Wasapanin, remember? Wasapanin.
No, I don't know what you mean. I remember that Cheech Marin movie, Born in East L.A., my dad loved it.
So I'm talking about, man, wasapanin. So he taught them English. So what he did was he took taught them the phonetics. Wasapanin. And that's what they said. Wasapanin. You forgot.
I just remember there was a guy who thought the answer machine was a member, and then there was a gay guy in the prison, and I remember at the end there was a parade. Hello, this is Aiden.
Yes, sir.
Oh, are you a handyman and you do emergency service?
Mm-hmm.
Because listen, I keep calling people for emergency service on the weekend, and it's, no, emergency service, no. Even though they say 24/7 emergency service, you know?
Terrible world we live in.
So are you really emergency machine or no?
Depends what it is.
Okay. Well, I need some help. I need some things fixed here urgently. Okay. Hello?
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, I have some light bulbs that are blown out here.
Okay.
The toilet is clogged. It needs to be cleaned and washed. The toilet and the floors need to be washed. Okay. He hung up. I was going to tell him to take out the trash and everything. I had an idea for that. Forgot what it was. Shit. Because Milkman was saying, what's happening? And I got that in my head. What's happening? Thanks, Milkman. I had a good idea. Right. What was it?
Hi, thanks for calling. Please leave a message and I'll get back with you.
Everyone, call that guy. Here, listen to the number again. Here's his number. I'm going to give this guy's number out. Ice Goose, can you resend the 7-Eleven number, please? Thank you. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What happened?
What else? What else?
Well, what did you hang
up? What else you need? What else you need?
Okay.
Sir?
All right. I need
see how much more you can talk bullshit.
I need a carpet installed. I need some doors removed off the hinges.
Right.
Okay.
Are you funny guy?
Nope.
Why are you so funny?
You ask me if I'm funny guy. Say no. Then you ask, why am I so funny?
Okay. Bye, funny guy.
Are you stupid?
I hope you get off on your thing.
Okay, yeah, I'm getting off right now.
Get off on your little trip about putting people down.
Get off of my rocks. Are you mentioning?
You got something else to do? You got something else to do more fucking with people?
I know where I saw you before. I saw you at the Home Depot parking lot. Right?
Is that how you get off?
You're that Adrian?
No.
No? You don't hang out at the Home Depot parking lot waiting for jobs? Do you want me to pick you up there tomorrow morning?
Does this make you feel good?
Yeah.
What do you get out of this type of stuff, by the way?
Sexual.
What does it do for you?
It's sexual.
What does it do for you?
It's sexual.
What does it do for you, really?
It's sexual. It's sexual. You know, sexual?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I like talking to guys, and I'm touching myself right now, like a little bit. I have my pants on, but I'm rubbing it outside.
Well, hey, man, have a good night. Okay?
I use my thumb and two fingers, and I stroke the head through my biker shorts. Okay, he's done. All right, man. Whatever. I don't want to do a show anymore. That guy has a good point, you know? I'm a stupid. This is a stupid show tonight. Marsha Payne, can you...
Stupid show. The only stupid on the show was that last clown on there, man. And the other guy, you know, because he didn't put his wife back on the phone.
Marsha Pink says, can you call my requested prank? Okay. I will find it. Thank you. Anyway, I was saying, Ice Goose, send that 7-Eleven number again because I seem to have lost it. Is Ice Goose even around? I think he left. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. He wanted me to call that 7-Eleven. I don't have the number on me. Fuck, man. It's on my iPad. I thought it was on here, but it's on the iPad.
It's on the iPad, pussy? All right.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up, milkman.
All right, Cheeto.
All right.
No Icho child, then. How about that? Is that better?
You don't have one of those, either. You never get any of those.
Is it Icho cha? I like a Cho cha on the eye. I prefer it that way, actually. Damn.
All right, well, let's look at request like a prank. Right? Look for Marsha Pink's number look on the request the prank.
Kind of burns a little bit. Tastes sweet. Like meat.
All right, let me see what I got here. Marsha, I'm looking for your request to prank. Are you sure you sent it? When did you send it, Marsha? I don't see it here. Marcia, Marsha. When? Bitch.
Request a stank. All right, we're going to check our files.
It was on May 22nd, I think. Okay. This is my high school pre-calculus teacher. She was the shittiest teacher ever. Tell her you went to Carmel Valley Middle School and you saw her at Cardiff. Fit. Working out. How did you have... Okay, anyway. She does triathlons. Used to be a vice principal. Okay. Okay, Marsha Pink. We'll do what you say.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Yay! No, Marsha Pink is an idiot. Hey, everyone, listen to Marsha Pink's number. Look what it sounds like.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Yay! Thank you for contributing, Marsha Pink. Right. Disconnected number. All right. New song. Here's one for Milkman. This guy says, do you need a ride to the East Bay, San Francisco from Reno? Do you need a ride, Milkman? This guy leaves every weekday from Reno at 4:30 a.m. He'll pick you up at a designated place right near the Robb Drive exit and will then drop you off at the Lafayette BART station. You can then take the BART wherever you need to go in the Bay. Milkman, you ever been on the BART? The BART? Bay Area Rapid Transit, is that right? Is that what it's called? Milkman.
I'm muted. Look at me. You're muted. Okay. No, I was answering everything you were saying. Yeah, Bay Area Rapid Transit. BART. That's the one that shot that guy like last year, remember?
Yeah.
That was cool, right?
In the fart.
Pretty neat, right? Some people like that. The normal human beings didn't, you know.
Have you ever ridden it?
Yeah, dude. Of course. It's like 45 minutes from here to like 16th Street. Something like that. About 45, man. You can do it for about $8, $8.50, $8.70 round trip, I think.
I remember it used to...
Under 10. You can do a round trip for under 10.
It used to run behind your old apartment. We used to hear it on the air, remember? It would go by and shit all the time. I remember that. Yeah. The fart.
Bart and Bart. The fart.
Cool. All right. Well, let's call this guy then. He's going to drop us off at the
park. He's living in the East Bay, and he wants to give me a ride from Reno to the East Bay. Is that what he's on?
He lives in Reno. He leaves Reno at 4:30 in the morning every day and goes to San Francisco and comes back.
So, what? Oh, you mean he said he's riding a train, right? Or how's he doing it?
No, he drives a car from Reno, fucker. And he drops you off at the BART station in Lafayette, in San Francisco. Aren't you a taxi driver? Don't you understand this stuff?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't get it. He's a driver, or he's asking me if I'm a driver? I don't understand.
All right. No, he's the driver. Never mind.
This guy's offering to take me from out in the country back to wherever, because, like, Lafayette's in the country, dude.
What's wrong? Are you okay, Milkman?
I don't get what you're trying to ask me. Do I need a taxi driver? No. Are you all right? What in the fuck would you ask me?
Why would you ask me like that? All rude. Be nasty like that. What's wrong with you?
Well, because I don't really care for taxi drivers. I think they're a real sorry lot.
Well, this guy's just independent.
Hi, this is Dan. Please leave a message, and we'll be speaking soon.
That's why I am one, right? So stop masturbating, Dan, and pick up your phone. Here you go, Mr. Good Call.
I'm going to ask, come on, Dan. I want to give him a tip.
And Dan, the masturbating man. The slot got something going on. That's what it is. Masturbating man. Man to man. Sword fight.
You think Dan rides a van?
Stick him up. Drop your panties.
Hi, this is Dan.
Hey, Big Dan, how you doing? You got rides from Reno to San Francisco and then back?
I do.
Okay, and this is 7 days a week, or when is it exactly? How many days a week?
Yeah, that's my current commute. I do it on Monday through Friday.
All right, okay. And the car is nice, it's clean and everything? You have space in back?
Oh, yeah.
I can lay down, I can lay down in the back and everything?
What do you mean?
Well, because, like, I want to, thinking maybe what I could do is, since you have to go so early, then, like, while you're driving, then I'll go in the back and I'll take a nap, you know? And then I'll wake up when we're getting close. So you can tell me, hey, we're almost there. Wake up, you know?
Yeah, that works, man. When are you looking to go to, when are you looking to go to San Francisco?
Monday through Friday. I have a new job over there.
And shut the front door.
Yeah, and then, see, then I can do is I can change clothes in the back and everything, get out of my jammies, and put on my work clothes and everything. I'll pack my jammies, you know, in a bag every day and put on my
That's
tie.
That's pretty funny.
Shave. I have a Norelco shaver, you know, it's like battery powered, so I can do shaving, you know, make some coffee. I'll share coffee with you.
That's pretty funny, man. I like it.
Okay. Is that okay?
No, but I appreciate it.
I can lay down in the back, you know, and, you know, you can watch me if you want in the mirror. You can watch me when I'm changing clothes. You can tell me about your fantasies and everything. I don't care. It's okay if you want to watch. Well, I take my clothes off.
Yeah, I hope this isn't a real phone number because I'm reporting this number to the police.
No, I'm blocking my phone number.
It showed up when you called, just so you know.
No.
Yes.
Do you have a tracer?
Yeah, you're fucked.
Come on, Dan, don't. Come on, please, don't tell my mom. I don't want to get in trouble.
No, he says don't tell my mom. I got...
No. No, no. Oh, please.
Bye.
Please, no. Stupid. Oh, he says it was stupid.
That was very convincing, man. That was very good, man. You're such a good kid. Don't want your mom to be disappointed. You're such a good kid, man.
I'm a very experienced pet sitter, and I've had and watched dogs, birds, fish, sugar glider, rats, guinea pigs, tarantulas, and snakes, and many other pets.
I knew this homosexual had a sugar glider.
Okay.
Because they, like, get on top of the back of the couch and they shit all down the backside of it. And then, like, you want to, like, knock their ass down or whatever, like, take and run and jump in the air. And they fly across the fucking room, dude. They land on the bookshelf. They take up the curtains on the other side. These motherfuckers are rad, man, those shit asses.
Isn't it? aren't they, like, weird?
It's a flying, like, fucking squirrel, dude. It's a flying squirrel. He just jumps up in the air and he fucking soars. He's like, he's got this, like baggy wings, like, between his legs. It's like just flappy skin. But it's just aerodynamically folded, like kind of like a saucer. You know how like a frisbee flies?
Yeah.
It's exactly like it, but he's not turning, you know, but he's just got that shape.
Okay.
And then just before he lands, he just puts his feet down, and he's running. Motherfucker.
Don't they get really attached?
They're nasty, dude. They shit everywhere, man.
They get really attached to their owners, right, Milkman? They get really attached to their owners?
I guess. I don't. This dude's a homosexual, man. I saw that shit there, all that squirrel shit all over the back of the couch. I was like, all right, man, all right. Like, you know, I didn't want to sit down. I was like, okay, cool squirrel, man. All right. I was just kind of like stand there like.
Hello?
Like,
yes, hi. I'm looking for someone to watch my dog.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you do with the dog? Do you talk to it and everything and pet it and say it's a nice doggy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, you don't like masturbate the dog or anything like that. Because I had to get a nanny cam. This woman before, I had her coming over to feed the dog and walk the dog when I was out of town. I go out of town.
I'm sorry, but I'm only 17. I would never do something like that with no damn dog. I'm sorry. I don't even know why you would ask me that question.
Because it happened. Because I have a dog.
Yeah, well, I don't do stuff like that. I actually care for the animals.
All right, take it easy. Take it easy, you little shit. Listen, I'm trying to
excuse me?
I'm sorry. I've been drinking.
Excuse me? No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not going to watch your dog for you. You have to find somebody else.
You're not
going to call me a little shit.
You're not going to masturbate
bye.
My dog,
bye.
Pervert.
Bye.
Yeah. I just got mad at her. She wants to shut the fuck up. I'm tired of women not shutting up when the men are talking. Damn it.
Hello?
I'm sorry. Can you apologize to the girl for me?
Yeah, well, that's my daughter, man. What are you telling her?
Well, what happened was I had someone who used to come to watch my dog when I go out of town for conventions. I travel a lot. I was suspecting because the dog was eating its feces and everything, and someone told me that means that there might have been someone molesting the dog. So I had a nanny cam put in, and I found out that this woman was coming over, and she would feed the dog and walk the dog, and she would come back, and she would dance in front of the dog. She was putting music on my Bose surround sound, and she was.
What does that have to do with my daughter? Like, why would you ask a question like that?
Well, because this happened to me already. This woman was taking her clothes off in front of the dog, and then she would touch and masturbate the dog and everything. And I had it on video. Yeah, it was disgusting.
I don't know. Well, yeah, she don't want to watch your dog, man. So.
Hey, is your daughter stupid or something?
Else.
She has a dirty mouth. She has a dirty mouth. Your stupid daughter. Your little bitch daughter.
Shit, dude, what are you talking about? Dude, oh my god, are you serious? Don't call this number back, all right? I'm gonna call the cops on you.
You're an asshole and your daughter's
She's only 17, fool.
She's a dirty little bitch. She has a dirty little mouth.
I'm gonna call the cops on you, guy.
Slap.
Press charges, too.
I will slap her for talking dirty like that to a man.
Well, where are you at? Like, come and smack her.
Okay. Well, no, she's... I don't hit women. But she's gonna...
Well, now you don't hit girls? Come and smack me, then. Where are you at?
I don't... No, well, you're a girl, too, so...
I'm fucking white.
You know?
I'll beat the shit out of you, you are.
She's going to end up getting a Mexican or a Cuban hothead boyfriend one day, and they're going to slap the shit out of her.
Yeah, stop and let's record this.
They're going to slap the shit out of her for being a little smart mouth bitch.
Shut up. So anyway, what do you want?
Well, could you come?
You just want to call and run your mouth?
Will you come and watch the dog for me?
There ain't nobody going to watch your dog.
I'll give you my address.
Okay, what's your address?
It's 130.
13. 13. Yep.
7.
Yeah.
Oh my god, say the address, guy.
137.
137.
Price Street. Yeah.
Price?
Price.
You hear that little bitch in the background talking right now?
Price.
You need to tell her not to be involved in men talking. When the men are talking business, she needs to shut her mouth.
Oh, this dude is dumb. He sounds like a little idiot.
Go make her do chores. Go make her go do laundry. Go, honey.
What do you want, dude?
Huh? Will she come over and do my laundry?
Huh? This dude's weird, though.
Hey, why are you upset that? Okay, he's gone. He's a little smart mouth, right, Milkman? I don't like that, talking like that.
Hey, I need you to call me right back on this thing, man. Read the text.
You want me to call you on your cell phone or call you back on Skype?
You can call me back on Skype, yeah. I don't want my number on there.
You don't want your number on there? You need to go. Okay. So call you on Skype?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah, bye.
Bye.
All right, we'll call Milkman back, I guess. Whatever. He's being all weird. He gets all turned on when you talk about hitting women, you hear? Milkman's all, man, I gotta go jerk off real quick.
All right, okay, yeah, okay. Let's just keep it three-way then.
Oh, yeah, three-way? What do you mean? I tried to call you on Skype, but you didn't answer there. You want me to call you back?
No, nowadays, some platforms aren't as good, man. It's in and out, so it's on the out when you try, so I couldn't do it.
You want to Skype you? Excuse me.
The mobile shit, like, bullshit.
What? Do you want me to Skype you, try Skyping you again, Milkman? Or no?
Just after you on me, that's all right.
What?
You're putting on others.
What? What did you say?
Yeah, just put me on here for now, man. Just us calling.
Okay. Well, you tell me when you're ready to go back on Skype, all right? All right.
Yeah, because I got a point.
You got it. Okay, I got you. Don't worry, buddy. It's all right, buddy. All right, we're going to call Guam now. Your favorite, right? You like Guam? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Look, I need some of that pod pie. Give me some of that pop pod pie. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, man. You know, I bet you chicken pag is the best. Anyway.
Good pod pie, man. That's what I'm talking about. That's some good shit. You heard that before?
Chicken pot pie? Yo,
you know, where is that?
Turkey pot pie is good, too.
Banquet or Swanson's?
Hunger Man's. The Hunger Man's bigger. Hunger Man's bigger. Fuck.
All right, it's bigger, but I was talking about one thing.
You can't have it because, you know, it's only for men.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Hello?
Yes, hi, buddy. How are you doing? Hey.
Who is this?
Hey, you do pet sitting?
I'm sorry, who is this?
No, this is Eddie. You do pet sitting?
I can't understand you.
You do pet sitting? Hello?
What's your name?
This is Eddie. Do you do pet sitting?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm actually sick right now.
So oh, what do you have?
I have severe allergies right now.
Oh, I thought you had AIDS-related pneumonia or something, I thought. Because it says you're a former Eagle Scout, so I thought maybe you got kicked out.
I am. I am. I'm 23 years old.
Oh, okay. All right. And why did you stop being an Eagle Scout?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, because most of the programs are dedicated to more of the kids.
Yeah.
And I got really busy with going to school and holding down a job.
Oh.
So I ran out of time to really be part of that.
Oh, you know, they voted this week to let homosexuals be Eagle Scouts now.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Did you hear that they let homosexuals be Eagle Scouts now?
Yeah.
Are you?
That's okay.
You like that idea?
That's okay.
Okay. All right. So now you can be an Eagle Scout again. That's great. You don't have to not be an Eagle Scout. All right. So when would you think you could start doing pet sitting when you start feeling a little better?
As soon as possible, really.
See, because I had a problem. We had a pet sitter. I go out of town a lot, you know? And
okay.
My dog was eating his feces a lot.
Well, yeah, our dogs do that too.
Well, here's what I found out, that they eat their feces if they have their owners or people who are watching the dogs, if they're having sex in front of them or they are getting naked or getting molested by people. And I put in one of those nanny cams inside my house, and I came to find out that the woman was coming over. And she would walk the dog and feed it. And then she would go into my music on my iPad and everything and turn on music on the iPad and connect it to my stereo system. And then she would dance in front of the dog and she would take her clothes off and everything. And then she was molesting the dog and everything. And I caught it on video.
Oh.
She was doing these sexual dances, seductive dances and everything.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why our dogs do it, though.
You're so muffled. You sound like Milkman. Why are you talking like that?
Because I told you I'm sick.
No, it sounds like you're covering the phone with something.
No, I'm not.
I'm really sick right now.
Oh, wow. You should get that checked out. Maybe you have something else.
It's just allergies, really.
Okay. All right. Do you want to hang out? Maybe I can, do you want me to come over and bring you some NyQuil or something?
No, I live at home with my parents. We have plenty of stuff here, actually.
But I can make you chicken soup. I make chicken soup, and I can touch and kiss you and, you know, give you the chicken soup and ice cream and stuff like that.
No, thank you.
You're not interested?
I'll be fine.
Can you start a fire? Can you start a fire with two sticks? Hello? All right, he's gone. That's the former Eagle Scout there. I had to cut Milkman off because he's sitting there making all this fucking noise. Stupid asshole. Let's call him back. God damn it. Hey, I had to cut you off because you were making a lot of background noise, Milkman. Huh? Are you okay, man? I can barely understand what you're saying right now. Are your windows down?
You're lagging really bad.
It sounds
like you're lagging really bad.
You're on. All right. Well, let me redo Skype. I'll have to call you back. Bye.
You're lagging real bad.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'll call you back. It sounds like he's on speakerphone anyway. Idiot. Give me a second. Guys, Milkman has been so talkative lately. He just doesn't shut the fuck up sometimes. It's pissing me off. It's like he doesn't listen to me when I'm talking. I'll be trying to say stuff and he just starts talking right over me. He's been doing it for a few weeks. Like when I talk to him on the phone, personally, he does it. I forgot when it was. This week he wanted to talk to me, Milkman did. I probably shouldn't be talking about this, but I'm just frustrated. And I didn't answer the phone because for the last few days, whenever I tried to talk to Milkman on the phone, I can't get a word in edgewise. Like, I'll be trying to say something, he's just talking right over me. Blah, 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 blah. And I finally called him back, and sure enough, that's what he did. I had like 5 minutes, like 5 or 10 minutes where I could call him before I had this meeting I had to go to. I start off saying, hey, Milkman, look, I got about 5 or 10 minutes. So, oh, okay. And he talked for the entire 5 or 10 minutes, 15 minutes go by. He's still going, blah, 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 blah. Haven't said anything to him yet. He's just talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. And the only way I could interject, I actually hung up the phone. I hung up the call. And then called him back. To tell him, hey, all right, I got to go now. I was like, oh, okay. Better now? Oh. Okay, whatever. He hung up. I don't care. I'm over it. Moving on. I'll call him later. Jesus. Anyway, here we go. Well, here's a Burger King in Guam. Let's start calling Guam, eh? Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm just in a bad mood. I am kind of in a bad mood, you know? Maybe I'm missing something. I don't know.
Burger King Del Monte, Christian speaking. Can I help?
Oh, yes, hi. Is your dumpster locked?
I'm sorry?
Your dumpster, is it locked?
Dumpster is not locked. It's open.
Oh, so I can go in there?
Dumpster?
Yeah, you know where you put the trash in? Do you put trash in a dumpster or do you just throw it outside?
Yeah, it's outside.
Okay, and you don't lock it, so I can just go in there and open it and look and see what you have in there?
What do you need in there?
Food, you know, look for some old food.
So you cannot walk there.
Well, it's not locked, so I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, but that's not necessary.
Well, then give me food then. I'm hungry.
We cannot give you food.
Okay, then either you give me food or I'm going in the dumpster.
That's up to you, but I cannot give you food.
All right, then I'm going to go in the dumpster. What do you have in there tonight? Do you have any old hamburgers?
I don't know.
Go. Can you go look in the dumpster and see what you have?
I cannot look in the dumpster, sir.
Isn't that where you sleep at night?
No.
Where do you sleep? In a trash can?
I cannot sleep in the trash can, sir.
You sound like you sleep in a dumpster. She does.
Christian speaking. I'm at the studio.
Yes, hi. I need some pack, please.
I'm sorry?
I need pack.
We don't have pack here.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought maybe I could go around the dumpster. Me and you could have some pack.
We don't have any pack here.
Oh, okay. What do you have down there?
We don't have anything here.
No? Do you maybe want to hang out? We can smoke some drugs behind the dumpster.
Oh, sir. Stop calling if you're going to play with the phone because we're busy. Sorry.
Oh, come on. Pack. Pack me. No pack. Yeah, they're not going to answer a third time, doesn't look like.
Your party is not
also in Guam. The Islamic Island Republic of Guam.
Sorry. Hello?
Yes, is this Cho?
Yes?
Is this Cho? Cho?
Huh?
Cho? Cho's restaurant?
Huh?
Is this Cho restaurant?
Yeah.
Then what are you doing, man?
Sorry, we're closed on Monday.
You're closed on Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, why?
Oh, every Monday we close.
Every Monday you close?
Yes.
Oh, do you have a dumpster there?
No.
No? Where do you put your trash?
Huh?
Where do you put your trash?
We have a
truck
over there.
Okay, fuck you. Look, God, I can't do this right now. I can't. This is fucking shit, alright? I gotta walk away. I'm gonna walk away for a little bit. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna take a walk real quick. I'm gonna get something to drink because I'm just getting upset. The pranks aren't hitting right, you know? I'm gonna try to regroup my brain and see if I can come back and feel better.
Thank you for calling to Jason Chamberlain. This is Bonnie speaking.
Yes, hi. How big is your dumpster?
I'm sorry?
How big is your dumpster?
Dumpster?
Yeah, you have a dumpster outside?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Is it a clean dumpster? When did they come to clean it out?
That I'm not too sure. What I can do is I can transfer you to my manager.
I need a place to crash for a few days. I was just wondering, you know.
A place to crash?
Yeah, because the last time I was sleeping in a dumpster, they came to clear out the dumpster when I was sleeping, and I almost got, you know, they almost picked me up and put me in a trash machine, the trash car. What's it called? Trash truck? Garbage truck. That's what it is. Yeah. I don't want that to happen again.
Okay, just a moment here.
All right.
Well, let me help you.
Yeah, I was wondering how big your dumpster is there and how often does it get serviced?
I'm sorry?
When is trash day? When is trash pickup day for the dumpster you have there?
Friday?
Yeah.
We got it picked up every day.
Every day? What is it, in the morning or night?
Morning.
All right, so...
Early morning? Yes, sir.
And I'm looking for a place to crash for a few days, so you don't think that will work out then?
I'm sorry?
You don't think that will work out then if I wanted to crash there for a few days in the dumpster?
Oh, I don't deal with that. I'm the best person to deal with is... I can give you the phone number.
Well, what is going on here? I'm talking to the girl, then I'm talking to you, the manager. Now, who am I going to talk to?
Yes, sir. Oh, we have a higher manager, higher development.
No,
he's,
I'm just looking
he's
for...
The one that deals, he's the one that deals all outside operation.
We don't need to fucking have an inquiry here, all right? I don't need to have my record subpoenaed. I just need a place to sleep for the night, okay?
Okay. I'm sorry?
I just need a place to sleep for the night. You don't need to be stupid.
Oh, no, I'm not being stupid. I'm just letting you know what's going on.
Okay.
I cannot be rude to you. I don't even know you. So,
I know.
I'm just trying to explain to you, and you came up with something that, you know, I don't even want to hear it, you know?
I don't want to hear it either. I just want somewhere to sleep. I'm hungry, and I thought I'd go in the dumpster and have some food from the dumpster and then take a nap and then get up before they come to, you know.
We cannot do that.
Yeah, but the dumpster isn't locked. I already was there. You don't have a lock on it. I can go right in it.
Oh, it's dirty there, and we don't do that thing.
That's not your business. That's where I want to sleep. That's not your problem.
We cannot. We're gonna call the police if you try to do that.
No.
You can sleep on a police station when they don't bother you.
You're gonna call police on a man who just needs somewhere to sleep and eat? You would do that?
No, at night you're talking about someone to sleep and stay there for a while. We cannot do that there.
Can I just sit down in the parking lot for a while?
Parking lot? I don't know. There's security in the parking lot. If they will let you know in the parking lot, then why not?
Can I just lay down?
On the parking lot?
Yeah. In the middle of the parking lot?
Yeah, you try. There's security guard, you know.
All right. Well,
we only rent the place. We don't own the place.
Now, what if I just come in and have a drink? Is that okay?
I'm sorry?
Can I come in and have a soda, an iced tea?
And then?
Well, then then I can maybe lay down at the table on the chair. You know?
I cannot let you lay down on my table. This is the place.
I cannot
do that.
You have a booth there, right?
No, even though we have a booth, I cannot let you do that.
But I'm paying customer. I'm having iced tea.
I know I understand you're the customer, but I cannot let you lay down in my business.
Can I sit down and sleep just sitting down?
I cannot do that here.
What if I fall asleep while I'm sitting drinking iced tea? You can't do that to me. Come on.
Well, because you're telling me right now, you come over here, you drink iced tea, and then you sleep on the table. I cannot do that.
Please? I buy 5 iced teas.
I'm sorry. I cannot do that.
Oh, man.
How long are you going to be sleeping? You be sleeping for what? The whole day?
No, like maybe 4 hours.
I cannot do that, sir.
But if I... What if I'm there for 1 hour and I drank my tea?
I cannot do that, sir.
Listen,
I'm sorry.
What if I come, I sit down for 1 hour and have a nice tea? Is that okay?
You know where the best place to go that?
No.
You can come to McDonald's. McDonald's is just right next to us. You can go buy your burger and sleep there for 4 hours. It don't bother you.
No, they kick me out.
Oh, they kick you out, so I'm going to kick you out as well.
No. You don't have to.
Yeah.
No, you know. Not
I'm
you.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm letting you know right now.
No.
If you come down here, I want to kick you out as well.
Please, no. I need help. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty.
I'm so sorry. If you did that to other place to kick you out, we do the same thing.
I buy 6 iced teas. I 6 of them.
I cannot do that.
How much is the iced tea?
I'm sorry. I don't have time for you right now. I'm doing a lot of things. I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay?
I'm doing a
Thank
lot
you
of things.
For calling.
I'm
Bye.
Doing. I have a job. There we go. I finally got a laugh for me. I'm finally in a better mood now that we're being subpoenaed.
Thank you for calling. This is Lana speaking.
How much is iced tea?
I'm sorry?
How much is iced tea?
Our iced tea is $2.50 and they come with free refill.
All right, so I can pay with pennies too. Is that okay?
Sure, that'll be fine.
I have about 300 pennies. That's like $3, and I leave a little tip.
Okay. I
was talking to the manager, and he was mean to me. I said I just wanted to come and sit down and have an iced tea only, you know?
Sure, you can come on in and have an iced tea, sir.
But you know what he said? He said no, that I'm not allowed to go there and only have iced tea, that I have to buy food, that I can't do this, I can't do that. He said that he said, like, you people can't come in here, he said to me.
Sorry, sir, I'm not exactly sure what was said between the two of you, but if you would like to come in and have a drink, you're more than welcome. You have two options. You can sit inside where it's more cool and refreshed, or you can sit at the bar area.
Okay, and then are they booths there or tables only, or what do you have?
Yeah, there's tables outside as well.
Well, inside, is it a booth inside that I can sit at?
Yeah, we do have booths inside, yes.
All
we
right.
have a Redwich tables and we have booths.
Okay, so if at the booth, like, you won't see my feet, right? Like, if I maybe take my shoes off and relax a little bit?
Actually, no matter where you sit, your feet is always going to be exposed.
Okay, but it wouldn't be a big deal if I just take my shoes off a little bit, you know, and relax a little bit? My feet are sore.
Relax.
As long as it doesn't have an offensive order, that would be fine.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I've had these shoes on for a while.
Okay, well, you can try and come on in and have a seat, but if it does offend anyone else or it does have an offensive order, then I would have to be sure to, how do you say it, let you know to put it back on.
Maybe can I leave my shoes outside and then come inside?
Leave it outside? No, they actually belong with you. We have no responsibility for your property.
Okay, so my shoes with me the whole time, right, you said?
Yes, it does have to be with you at all.
Okay, and then is the booth enough for me maybe to put my legs up for a little while, maybe stretch my legs?
They're not really quite long enough. It depends on how tall you are. I mean, how tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
Oh, okay, so I'm 5'3", so yeah, more than likely you can stretch. Your feet will probably be sticking out, but...
Oh, okay. Well, I'll curl up, you know, like, I'll curl up like a little baby, like a little, you know...
You want to curl up like a little baby?
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever makes you comfortable, but if you'd like to come in and have a drink, you can sure come on in.
Okay, and have some iced tea, and I can take a nap.
Take a nap?
Yeah.
Taking your nap, I'm not too sure about that.
But, I mean...
This is a place of business, so
but I'm paying.
Not a,
I'm paying.
A restaurant or an inn.
But I'm paying. I pay, you know, please.
To take a nap.
Yeah.
For how long, though?
Maybe an hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a home or maybe someplace, a friend's house that you can crash off or something?
No, I was staying in a dumpster at McDonald's and they kicked me out, so...
I'm sorry to hear about your situation, sir, but at the moment right now, I do have some guests in front of me, so once again, I'm inviting you to come right back in, if you like.
Yeah, I could come in and take a nap and have an iced tea. I'll pay for the iced tea, okay?
Okay, as long as you pay for the iced tea, we're good to go.
And all right, and then the bathroom, maybe I can go in there and wash up in the bathroom.
Sure, that's what the bathrooms are for, right?
Yeah, well, you know, like my armpits and everything, you know, in the sink, I put paper towels in the sink, and then I fill it up with hot water, and I take my shirt off, and I scrub my elbows and my armpits.
Okay, I don't know how anyone cleans themselves in the sink, but, sure.
It's okay, right? Or if not, maybe the toilet, you know? I could use the toilet water.
Toilet water?
And wash in the toilet.
How about you come on in, and you can discuss that with me? How about that?
Oh, you're much nicer than the manager. He is a real mean. He said, no, he said, I don't want you people. He said like that, you people, like that.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that, sir, but you have a great day, and if I see you, I see you.
What was your name? What's your name, honey?
Lonnie.
Oh, can I talk to the manager?
You want to talk to the manager?
Yeah, thanks.
Sure, just a moment, okay? Yeah. I'm sorry, can I get your name again?
This is Eddie.
Larry?
Yeah, that's it, Larry.
Okay, just a moment.
Thank you.
Do you scrub your balls in the sink?
I just dip my balls in the...
Come on. Thank you for holding. We'll be right with you.
Hello? Man. I held that long for the manager to narc out Lonnie. All for nothing because he hung up. Anyway, Ken's here, and so is Baz, Big Baby Baz. How you doing, guys?
Yo.
I feel like I'm in a better
mood. Pretty good.
That's nice. Ice Goose.
Still laughing about that crazy shit from last night.
Ice Goose, send a 7-Eleven number, man, because I told you, I said, when you're talking to your old man, grandfather, I need the number again, man. Come on, Ice Goose. Come on. Come on, man. What?
The last call was poignant when she asked you if you had a home and you said no. You sounded so forlorn. It almost brought a tear to my eye.
Yeah. It was just nice to her. I do have a home, though. I've had a home for a little while here. I have a home. I have a home with you guys. I'm sure if I needed a home, there'd be plenty of Madhouse fans to say, hey, Carlito, come on over and hang out.
We would give you shelter.
You guys would give me peck-peck.
I'm kind of. I'm no longer allowed in the 7-Eleven. Because I was throwing around chocolate milk and bubblegum.
Dude, that was hilarious. I really want to hear that again. I want to hear that call.
I got the link for it.
Yeah, good. Yeah, send me a link because that shit was hilarious. Because from the very beginning, the guy's like, hey, forget, you guys didn't know what I'm talking about. That was Saturday's show? Was it Saturday's show?
No, Friday. Yeah, it was last night.
Friday.
In the Skype chat.
No, Friday is when right
No, Friday was the 7-Eleven where Canon Ice Goose started out by telling the guy, oh, hey, there's a recall. And the guy's like, oh, it was you? It was Baz? All right. And you guys.
Ken was there too.
Ken, you guys were whatever, the group, the Motley Crew. Friday was on, and you guys, the guy's like, oh, gotta close the store. And this, I guess, was some black dude was like, fuck this, man. You know, he started throwing shit. Like, motherfucker.
He was throwing the chocolate milk around.
If you're not allowed back in my store, if you could be a rude dickhead. Yeah. We're like, what the fuck is going on in there?
You guys, so I'm just thinking, what did the manager say when he found out that the mop bucket was in the dumpster? And the guy had mixed, was it Gatorades? What else was in there?
Four Gatorades.
Four Locos.
Four Gatorades, four Locos, Skittles, Snickers, tampons,
liquid
and a tin of Copenhagen, and the liquid cheese.
No, also, I had him do the glucose test where he opened up a pack of those powdered mini donuts.
Yes.
And he brushed all the powdered sugar off.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I told you guys about the tampons to take a sample. I was trying to get you guys to tell them to put it in a little box and hold it for corporate to come over and pick it up to run a sample test on it. And also, I kept trying to tell you guys to have them dump a bag of ice in there, too. But imagine, wasn't he sitting there with a mop, like, mixing it up? It's like, oh, I feel like Shakespeare. Yeah. Double, toil and trouble.
Yeah, customer saying,
I should be quoting Shakespeare.
Yeah. Yeah. Stupid.
Your customer saying, what the hell are you doing?
He sounded so feminine, then out of nowhere he goes, oh, listen, I got to pick up my son, so I got to get going. How long is this going to be? That shit.
And then he passed off to that other dude, and then they were arguing. Did you hear that in the background?
Yeah, arguing, and then you guys got him to dump the mop bucket in the dumpster. Got to hear it live. That was epic.
I don't know if
we got some customer surveys on him, too.
Nice.
And I don't know if you heard after that, we were trying to get a customer survey, and the guy was in the background, and he was calling his manager.
Huh?
He was saying, yeah, corporate called, and they had us doing all this shit, and he's like the other guy. He was really aggravated. He left. He went home.
That's awesome.
We were going to try to get him to put the manager on the line, but he hung up.
Cactus is making a good point. Write this down, prankers on the network here, that they call it the store support center, not corporate. So that's something good to know, you know, some inside scoop, inside knowledge right there. That was fun.
I guess Goose said that he called the guy back and got the same guy.
Really?
And was trying to get Ice Goose to call his manager. He's like, my manager thinks it's a prank call. He needs to speak to you.
That's awesome. Ice Goose sent the number in. Good. All right, cool. We got it. I got the number here. Thanks, Goose. Let's call him now. Why not, you know? Hey.
That matrix reporting.
Yeah. He hasn't talked to you, Carlito, so.
He hasn't talked to me yet, yeah. Let me get Milkman back on, though, because he'll get mad if I keep doing the show without him, you know. It's just his audio is really bad today.
I suck your dick, Milkman.
What the fuck? When did I say I was going to sleep with a 13-year-old? That wasn't even
you,
a
kid.
You did it. That was totally made up.
Bullshit.
And you didn't say you wanted to sleep with a kid.
You fuck.
We're going to send you a sub. Yes.
Shit.
Because one girl was 17, and the other one you asked to take pictures of their phone.
I'm sorry.
That's not answering. Yeah, she was 17. Who cares? And actually, no, it wasn't that, because the 17-year-old was the dog sitter, and these people were an iPhone. They were iPhone people, so I don't know what that
was. Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's right. That's a total lie.
The only iPhone people I talked to were those Mexicans, and there were no kids involved in that, as far as I know. I didn't say anything about sex for the iPhone people. Whatever. Eat a dick.
You're usually pretty careful about not crossing that line.
No, even just personally, I don't want to ever say something like that. But anyway, I'm not worried about it. Someone was asking what happened when the cops showed up that one time in Florida. That was the last show of 2008. If you look in the archives, if you look for whatever that last show of the year for 2008, that was because me and Hollywood Vanya were pranking a crisis hotline, an anger management crisis hotline, and I was angry. Because there was noise in the background and the woman took offense to it. And then Hollywood called in. Hollywood called her back or something. Or she called the voicemail back and then Hollywood called again. And yeah, it just became a whole big mess. So
Hollywood started fucking with her and set her off.
Whatever came out of it.
Nothing ever came out of it. They were like, dude, they took my computer for a while and they gave it back. And, they broke a dresser that I had, though. Going through my stuff, they broke the dresser, like, collapsed. It was already on its last legs. It was all messed up. It had been through, like, 3 or 4 moves. It was this dresser that I bought when I was 18 years old. I bought it at Walmart, and it was barely held together. And when they were going through it, like, the wood broke on it and stuff. Which, fucking, yeah, but nothing ever came out of it. I'm not really supposed to talk about it, so. My lawyer said, Dr. Lego helped me out with that, because he had a lawyer that he hooked me up with. Him and Dino actually helped me out with that quite a bit. Dino has family in Florida, and Lego has a cousin in Florida who's a Jewish lawyer guy, and they helped me out. They figured it all out, but yeah, it worked out. That was years ago, man. I never really even talk about that. That's how Brad learned about me. He heard about it, and he started listening to Madhouse. That was a long time ago. That was before my wedding, man. Yeah.
I remember listening to that show a lot that night, and after Hollywood's call, you abruptly went off the air.
Yeah.
I mean, so abruptly that everybody in the chat knew something had happened.
Yeah, yeah, because basically all my phone calls going out were being routed to a 911 center. And that's how they traced me. All what happened was if I tried to do a call out, it would go straight to 911. I was like, I did it once and I hung up, and then I started playing music and I tried another phone call that went to 911. I was like, okay. So that's how they got the address. They did a trace that way. You know, they got it routed to the local 911, and they showed up like, yeah, we got a report about a harassing call and this and that. And then they were figuring it out. Violent call or something. Yeah. So I guess there's certain levels of crisis centers and stuff like that. They can be on some kind of list where they can, you know, claim that there's something really bad going on. Just even for suicide, you know. It could be that someone calling him threatening suicide, and they'll trace it. And,
yeah. That was an anger management one, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I was like, dude, this is like, it's anger management, and she was upset because I was being angry.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, she was just upset because I told her to tell the motherfuckers to shut up in the fucking background. Yeah. Hang on.
I don't think that was something that was out of the world, you know. Yeah. Tell him to shut the fuck up so he can speak clearly.
Oh my god, yeah. Heaven forbid. I got the voicemail here real quick when we play it. This is when she called back after I had called her twice.
Just want to confirm that this is the number that called, placed a call, a violent call to a hotline earlier, and we will be looking up the phone number and we will further investigate. Thank you. Bye bye.
Oh no, a violent call. She said she's confirming it's the number that left the violent call.
It's Tuck and Hollywood in the background there. And then Tuck, Hollywood did the second. The Tuck's, Hollywood's call was funny because he was doing his woman voice or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, you called our emergency voicemail? Because that line, when you would call it back, it was a voicemail of me saying, ah, you've reached Valente and Associates. This is our emergency voicemail line. Please leave a message, you know? So she was thinking I was an employee and I was calling people from the corporate number or something. Anyway, look up that episode. December, I want to say probably December 20-something.
Yeah, I sent out the link in chat.
There you go. All right, yeah, December 18th. Good work, Ken. You're on the ball, man. On the ball. And I'm going to save this 7-Eleven stupid call. Maybe at the end of the show I'll play it, if you guys don't mind.
Oh, just in the beginning, it's funny as fuck. Within the first 20 seconds, he's like, I'm going to need everybody to clear the store. We have a recall on an item. Like, they would clear the whole fucking store for one item, you know? All
right, I got to hear this. Hang on, let me hear
it. I was not expecting the dude to actually do that when I told him to clear the store.
Yeah, let me hear it. I want to hear this again, because I was at work.
Do you hear some of the show? Some of the show is crazy.
Rikes and beans.
Rikes and beans.
Shoot, we still have to call back.
7-Eleven
is Denny. Hi, Denny. This is John Holm, and I'm calling from the corporate office.
Uh-huh.
Are you guys aware of the issue we're having with Gatorade tonight?
We are ours is actually doing fine. We scan through it, it goes for 3, but I don't know what issue you guys are having.
There's actually a Gatorade recall tonight. We're having to pull it off the shelf. There's been a bit of a pH issue. I have Baz here. He's one of the Gatorade scientists. He's on the conference call with me right now.
Okay.
The fuck is a Gatorade scientist?
That's me.
All right.
Okay.
So you haven't received any complaints from customers regarding any Gatorade problems tonight?
No, we have not.
You haven't had any customers bringing them back in complaining of stinging or burning in their mouth?
No, we have not.
Okay, we're still going to have to do...
We need to do a spot pH test. Can you do that for us?
I'm sorry?
We need to do a spot pH test. Basically, we need to test...
Actually, at the moment, I have people in here. I'm kind of busy.
We can't.
At the moment, I would not be able to go and do a spot test for you at all.
We needed to clear the store.
Yeah, we can't have anybody buying anything right now.
Okay, hold on one second. Guys, I actually have to have everybody clear the store. I have corporate on the phone. There's a recall for an item, so I can't have anybody buying anything right now. I'm serious.
Holy shit. You're a dumbass.
Sorry, guys.
Tell them to stand by.
People in the store. Okay, don't come back to my store. You want to be like that? No, you won't. You won't come back to my store. I'm gonna leave a note. You're not coming back to my store. You have a good night. You want to be a rude dickhead? I can't sell anything right now. I have corporate.
No,
power
no sale.
He called him a motherfucker. Really? Seriously? You call them a dickhead and a motherfucker.
I got corporate on the store. They're doing a recall on an item, so I can't sell nothing right now. And because I told him that, he decided to be a dick and start throwing shit around, so I told him he's not allowed back in the store. You know?
Oh, my lord.
Sorry about that.
All right. I won't play the... I'll let you guys hear that on your leisure, but that's awesome. That whole thing
and
is
Brad,
awesome.
Brad posted it on Facebook on the Cacti Radio Network page, awesome. So you can download it there.
It's out there, guys.
Yeah, I put the link out in the chat.
Cool, guys. Good work. One thing I wanted to mention, we need to get a Skype conference between all us, you know, hosts, you know, content providers on the network just so we get on the ball. And one of the things I want to do is I want to start putting, you know, the Friday night and the Aaron's stuff and some of the other pranks that have been going on here. I want to put those on the rotation, you know what I mean? Get those on the daily, you know, 24/7. I don't want it just to be Madhouse, you know, Carlito stuff if we have more going on the network, you know? I want to promote you guys also equally. And it's,
well, you know,
it's good stuff, you know?
Kristen and Aaron and I are working to edit all of his backlog of shows, so there should be a bunch of Dirty Aaron content coming within the next month or so.
Yeah, once that happens, then I'll start adding, you know, all the shows that you guys can get me. You know, we got to find a place to post them all at. So I know Tabachi's been helping here and there, but he's having, you know, a little trouble managing it all. I don't know, maybe we can get something going on my server, or we can all pitch in together and get a common, you know, server that we can all share. That would work also. We got to come up with some ideas, do some brainstorming and figure something out. Just kind of cross promote a little better, you know, and streamline and organize stuff a little bit here. So
report from Sloth. He says he's not going to conference with you because you smell bad.
Well, you know what, Sloth? I'm not going to say anything. I do smell bad. But how does that... Whatever. How would he know what I smell like? I smell like a cigar right now, dude.
I'm going to piss on Sloth.
All right. Marsha Pink is reminding me to... She sent a new number for that teacher of hers. I guess it's a chick, Marsha. I'm guessing Marsha Pink is a chick.
The 7-Eleven comes first.
Yeah, the 7-Eleven comes first because it comes first. That's why. All right, here we go. Do we know what the guy's name was anyway?
No, he never identified himself.
If you want to hold off and do another call in between, I'll listen to the recording again and try to get the name.
All right, let me do that then. So I can get a name at least. All right, cool.
Yeah, his coworker might have identified him.
Yeah. All right, we'll try it. Don't worry about it too much, but if you can, we'll give it a second here. All right, so Ice Goose, that's on the big board. We'll call the 7-Eleven back and fuck with him again.
I posted a number in chat. I don't know if you tried calling the Philippines before. I don't know how much that would cost.
We could try. Let me see.
But it's the Hobbit House Bar. It's a bar that's inspired by Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. This bar is entirely staffed with little people. And I confirmed the number. Somebody answered about 30 minutes ago.
Okay. Okay, cool.
So
it's a midget bar.
guy from 7-Eleven's name is Denny, D-E-N-N-Y.
Denny, all right, cool. Then we're ready to do that. And we'll call the Philippines after that. Also, is it Clay? I think Clay was in the chat room asking about a song that I might have been playing earlier. I don't know which one it was, but I can let you know what the instrumental is. I think that was Clay. Someone posted in there. In the chat, made a comment. Yeah, I've been trying to find that song. That instrumental that Carlito plays. I think that's what it was. Try to narrow it down for a minute. I can let you know in about 10 seconds. It was hold music. Oh, never mind then. Never mind, Clay. Carry on. Okay. Here's the 7-Eleven then. I don't know what's up with Milkman. He's in a weird mood tonight, man.
We love you, Milkman.
Of course we do, man.
Hello, this is Denny.
Hey, Denny. I'm calling from the corporate office. My name is Eddie.
I'm sorry. You can call back in the morning.
There was some type
I'm a little busy at the moment, and my boss will be in the morning.
Was there some type of issue there? We were trying to get a
report. I've actually had a few prank calls with people calling me this late at night saying they're from corporate.
Okay. So what? What's the problem?
So, yeah. If you wouldn't mind calling back in the morning and speaking with my boss.
Who's the boss? Who am I going to talk to? I'm going to print it on my dot matrix printer for you.
I'm sorry?
I'm printing it on my dot matrix printer. I have a printer going. You hear it in the background? It's supposed to...
Okay, but, yeah, these other people, you know, prank calls, that could be a printer at your house or something, you know? And I've had, like, literally two or three of them in the past week where people were calling saying they're from corporate, so I need you to call back and talk to my boss in the morning.
All right. You sound upset. Right. Don't be mad. What's the matter?
I'm not mad. I'm just saying, corporate calling this late at night is kind of odd when they know that there's nobody here for them to speak to.
Over.
Have a good night.
Okay. I guess not, guys.
Denny's a little fucking angry.
He's a little pissed off there.
I think he's under strict orders not to field any of these calls right now.
Well, I think that, like, $30 worth of shit got docked from his pay.
Probably. I wonder if they got the... Hang on, let me ask him something real quick.
Store service support.
7-Eleven, this is Jerry. How may I help you?
Hey, did you guys get the mop bucket out of the dumpster?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, all right, so it's... Like, it wasn't... Like, we're cool there, right?
No, I ask who's calling.
Oh, this is Eddie.
Who?
Eddie.
Who's Teddy?
Eddie.
Oh, Eddie, what's up?
Oh, not. I just want to make sure you got that out of the, you know, because I don't want you guys throwing it away for no reason, you know?
Well, they took care of it, so.
Oh, can you open a bag of Doritos?
No, I can't open nothing, dude. This is a prank call. Call again, I'll have the number.
What about powdered sugar?
Have a nice day.
Come on. I want you to...
Four Loco.
That was the second guy from call on Friday.
He's the one that tossed the fucking bucket in the dumpster.
I just go right into it. Open a bag of Doritos. I ain't opening a bag of Doritos.
I can't open nothing, goddammit.
I think they got the riot act read to them by their owner.
By the way, can you imagine? Because that's what I was saying. You imagine the owner came back in and is wondering why the mop bucket's in a dumpster and there was all this open shit.
It was Goose or Baz that told him, oh yeah, we're going to go ahead and send you a new fucking mop bucket in the morning.
Oh, Goose.
Yeah, and that guy was like, oh, okay, yeah. And you guys also, like... You guys are like, well, we need you to throw the dump the stuff outside and then put the bucket in the dumpster and take the phone with you. He was like, okay.
And the guy was struggling mightily to get that.
Oh, that you could hear him as he was bucket. Trying to push the bucket. He's like, there's no handles. He's like, just fucking struggling.
You hear it go, bah, 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 like inside the dumpster.
I was sitting there trying to fucking total up the whole, like, total of the science experiment. I'm like, okay, those fucking four locos. Well, those four locos were going for at least $2.50 each.
Wow.
The Gatorade, you're figuring another, we did four or six, and they're going about $3 for two on a sale.
Yeah, boxes.
I mean, we were starting to approach at least $23 because we had the Copenhagen.
Yeah, man, that's a felony right there, man. It's grand theft.
In Copenhagen's at least five to six for a tin of that.
Yep.
And when he had him toss that fucking bucket in the dumpster, that was like another 15 to 20.
Yeah, the tampons ain't cheap either.
Tampons are expensive, you know. I'm sure they
does
are.
Does Athena make you buy them for her?
No, I don't know. I've never in my life have I bought any feminine products. Let me think. Have I? No, I've never had to. I've maybe been with her when we were grocery shopping and we picked them up. That's the extent of it, you know, but never been like, she's never been like, oh, go pick these up. You know what? I take that back. I think once she did have me stop at the CVS on the way home to pick some up, and I felt weird. Yeah, it's stuff you got to do as a husband. I'm sure you've been there, Baz. You got to know.
Yeah, oh yeah. All you young guys, you know, you got to be prepared for that shit when you get old and married.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Did you hear right after that, Carlito, they called another 7-Eleven and tried to get put the Mentos on a Diet Coke? but we got getting Indians, they're like Mentos.
They're so stupid.
No, we don't have. It's like, you fucking have Mentos.
The Mentos is on the inventory list for every 7-Eleven in the country.
He's asking customers like where to find the Mentos. He's like spelling it to them and shit.
Foiled by the Indians when they're. Language barrier as usual.
Little
monkey bonchudes. I know it, man. Okay, yeah. Okay, hey, let's do some more pranks then. Let me go to the list here. Got some Australian numbers, Australian businesses here. We got some more Guams. Oh, wait a minute. We said Philippines.
Yeah, there's that Hobbit House bar, the midget bar in Manila.
So it's in the Manila, Philippines, a Hobbit House bar, staffed by midgets. Okay, cool.
They're inspired by Tolkien's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I think part of the problem with me tonight, why I was so off at the beginning of the show, I got home from work, and I usually try to go to sleep pretty early, but I couldn't because fucking Arrested Development came out. The new season came out this morning on Netflix. And I was only going to watch the first episode and got hooked and watched the first 6 episodes of it. And so they got really funny. Like, I don't know if you guys are in the Arrested Development, but watch it, man. Because
I'm in the first season right now, so I'm working my way towards it.
Yeah, it's funny. I
love it.
They're starting out where they do one episode for each of the main characters. Like, they catch up where they've been in the last 7 years. And the episode about Tobias is hilarious. Like, I lost it there. Yeah, that was when I was like, oh, this is freaking.
He's my favorite character so far.
Because I've always liked David Cross even before Arrested Development. I like to stand up, but shit. Yeah, it's funny. Anyway.
My wife is hooked on it, too.
You have a fucked up request on your Facebook. I'll read to you after this. Oh.
Philippines.
Are you checking this one?
I should have the world. The world shouldn't cost me anything. For Skype.
You know, they answered about 30 minutes ago.
Hello. Hello, little chicken. Is this the Hobbit House?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I wanted to see about getting a reservation there.
How many persons, sir?
Oh, for 3. It's me, Ken, and Baz.
Okay.
Yeah, we're...
What's your name, sir?
Oh, my name is Eddie.
Eddie?
Yeah, and then put down Ken.
5 p.m., sir. It's already open.
What?
5 p.m.
5 p.m.?
Yes.
All right. Okay, and do you have Pag-Pag there?
Yeah, sir.
You have Pag-Pag.
Nice.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Okay, now listen, are you a short guy yourself?
Yep.
Are you small, little person?
Yeah, sir.
Okay.
We are, too.
Yeah, we are, too. Yeah. We're very excited. We want to go there, you know, and meet some girls.
Do you have girls there?
I love bitches. Yes,
do you have girls there?
Girls?
Yeah.
Girls, can we get some Pag-Pag there?
Hi, no, sir. It's a waiter at in restaurant, sir.
Oh, but we're looking for Pag-Pag.
Yeah, Pag-Pag.
Yeah, sir. Later, sir. It's a penis to Hobbit House is coming. Going to other bar, sir.
Did you say something about penis?
He called me little sir, I think. Did he call me little sir?
Yeah.
I take offense to that. I mean, just because I'm a little person, you don't have to broadcast that.
Yeah. He said something about you people also, I heard him.
What do you mean, you people? Sorry, he's gone now. Nice. Okay.
But on your Facebook, somebody has a request that you call a custom pinata shop and ask for one in the form of Jesus.
Shit. Okay. Are there? I never thought of a custom pinata shop. That's a new one?
I could try to hunt one down, but he didn't leave a number or nothing.
Yeah, or we could call a church. Awesome. Okay, yeah. Well, let's do that. Okay. Here's the Hard Rock Cafe in Guam. I've been on a kick about going, you know, being a homeless person who's going to sleep inside the place, trying to get around the rules. Let's try there. If either of you two want to do it, that's fine, because I'm not in a good mood tonight, you know? Not in a good mood.
You want me to take it?
Yeah, take it.
Tastes good.
Hey, David, calling Hard Rock Cafe. This is Joe speaking. How can I rock your world?
Yeah, you can rock my world. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, my name is David, and I just arrived in Guam. I was down on my luck. I got laid off on the mainland, And I had enough money to buy a ticket, and I decided to escape, and I came to Guam.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, but I have a problem.
Sir, how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm kind of homeless. I got to Guam, and I don't have any money left, and I was wondering if I might be able to sleep in your dumpster for a few nights.
Is this a serious question?
Yes.
I'm not too sure. You may do as you please, but,
I can do it if I please. I have a sleeping bag, and I don't mind the smell, so what I'd like to do is just have you make sure the dumpster is unlocked every night, and, let me sleep in the dumpster.
Oh, I don't think I can let you sleep in the dumpster, but,
Can you, maybe if you could leave the key underneath the doormat? In the back door?
Oh, no, we can't do anything like that, sir. I'm sorry.
And then I can unlock it and I can sleep there. Excuse me, can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, sir.
Are you Filipino?
No, sir.
You're not Filipino. Okay, so you don't speak Tagalog?
Nope.
Okay. All right, well, never mind. I was going to ask you for some pag-pag, but you probably don't know what that is if you don't speak Tagalog. But how can I convince you to let me sleep in the dumpster? I mean, this is... I'm in a dire situation right here.
I mean, when you came to Guam, did you not have any friends or, like, any fallback?
No, I've got no friends. My wife caught me sleeping with a Filipino midget that I met in the Hobbit House bar, and she kicked me out of the house, and I lost my job, and I only had enough money to come to to Guam. And I've got no money. I'm destitute. Do you mind... Can I come to the Hard Rock Cafe and try to make some money there inside the bar?
Inside the bar? I mean,
yeah.
Can I come in and
maybe try to sell my body to other gentlemen inside the bar?
Do what inside the bar?
Yeah, I'll come into the bar and I'll try to sell myself to other gentlemen that might be having drinks in the bar that are kind of drunk. And I'll tell you what, I'll split my take with you 50-50. You can be my pimp.
No, sir, that is actually very inappropriate and illegal.
You can be my pimp. Nobody will know the better.
Every night,
I'll leave the money in an envelope underneath the doormat, underneath the back door. And so when you're taking out the trash, you just look under the door and you'll have your pay for the day.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't accommodate those actions.
Why not? I mean, I'm desperate. Come on, you've got to have some.
I understand that you're desperate, sir, but I think in your situation, what I would do, I would look for a doctor, and I would actually go to church.
Oh, okay, is there one nearby? Can you recommend one?
What was that?
Can you recommend one for me?
A church?
Yes.
Yes, you can go to any church. There's a cathedral in Agania. That's one of the main churches on Guam. You should go check them. And there are homeless shelters if you do need a place to stay.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what the numbers are. But I think in your situation, sir, you should actually look for a homeless shelter instead of trying to sleep in a dumpster.
Yeah, but do you have a lot of rich customers that come in to the bar?
I wouldn't say rich, but
Maybe if I get some customers that have a lot of money, maybe I can stay with them. I can be their sugar daddy, or they can be my sugar daddy. Excuse me. I'm drinking some cheap wine that I found.
Because we only accept paying customers to come in, and not first the ones who try to sell themselves in the restaurant. Sir.
You know, but like I said, I'll split my take with you 50-50.
No, sir, that is actually very inappropriate. And
but 60-40. 60-40.
No, sir, I really cannot.
70-30.
No, sir, I really can't take anything in that manner.
How about if you just, do you have any extra food at the end of every shift? Can you just sneak some food out to me? I'll be hiding behind the dumpster and you can bring me some scraps.
No, sir, I cannot accommodate any of that.
You can't accommodate my requests?
No, I can't have you come into the restaurant and sell yourself. And I can't have you sleep in my dumpster.
I mean, I heard that's legal in Guam, isn't it?
No, sir, we can't leave the key for you to open the dumpster and sleep in our dumpster. We can't accommodate to your request of that kind. And coming in here to try to sell yourself as
you know
a
what?
Stripper
you know
is actually illegal.
My retarded friend Ken came with me to keep me company, and he wants to talk to you.
Thank the beans!
That's my retarded mongoloid friend.
I'm going to transfer you to the manager.
Yes, please put the manager on the phone.
All right, one moment.
Thank you. Hurry the fuck up.
Manager's going to hear me tell him I want some Franks and beans.
I go for some Franks and beans right now.
Oh, me too.
Do you see my baseball?
Some hot dog soup.
Maybe the manager can make us some panty soup.
I did find a bunch of custom pinata shops in Hawaii.
Nice. In Hawaii, that's weird.
Plus there's one that has a bunch hanging in their restaurant. You could tell them that they offend you and just start naming a bunch of random shit off. You also tell them that Mexicans offend you because it's a Mexican restaurant.
I think you just put the phone down.
I think he's rubbing it against his crotch.
We'll hold off for a second. I didn't know this. I'm looking at Twitter from last week. Some guy got upset that I spoiled the new Star Trek movie.
Yeah, that was me. I haven't seen it yet. No.
This guy's like, Dick, why do I get punished for what the chat room does? I listened to
just like someone did fucking Game of Thrones for you.
Yeah.
Or tried to.
This guy's like, I haven't seen Star Trek yet. What the fuck? I've never spoiled a movie, TV show for anyone, yet I'm punished. I'm sorry, Travis. Big Travis is upset.
But I think he did say that there would be a spoiler.
Yep. There was a spoiler alert. No, I actually just went right into it.
I got such a bad memory, I don't remember. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I don't remember what you said.
That was kind of a dick. I did think about that during the week. I was like, yeah, that's kind of a dick move. Let me hang up and call back, because I don't know if...
Yeah.
You know, this guy's fucking around with us. Ugh.
I guess he's not going to let me prostitute myself.
And they only have one fucking line. That's fantastic.
Beautiful. How cheap of them. He definitely did leave it off the hook. All right, well, I want to apologize.
I posted a video on your Facebook that Family Guy stole from you. It's hog shit.
So, what? Family Guy stole something from me?
They stole this fucking premise from you.
They stole everything from me. What did they steal?
Here, I'll give you the fucking link. They stole it right from you.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, Shane, how can I really ruin it? Yeah, because I gave part of the end, like, I gave three spoilers, like, one right after the other. I was like, this. Yeah, the movie, it was okay. I mean, I don't know. It was a good Star Trek movie. Being a Star Trek fan, I was okay with it, but I've seen, I don't know, it wasn't the worst Star Trek movie ever.
Yeah, we almost saw it today, but we just didn't make it.
Yeah. I want to play this, but I know there's been a history with YouTube, and if you play Family Guy stuff, the YouTube videos get... Well, I'm not going to show the video. I guess the audio is okay. Hang on here.
Right, come in, man.
Hello?
Oh, jeez, it's a girl. May I speak to the man of the house?
This is the woman of the house, and there is no man living here.
No? Wait, what is... How are you paying for this phone?
I'm a lawyer.
Oh, I see. And are you in your little courthouse right now, representing Barbie?
Yeah, you know.
How are you paying for this phone?
Yeah, that is kind of funny. Well, you know, I just wish they would give me credit where credit's due, that's all. I'm not a big Family Guy fan. It's all right. It's all right. It's an okay show, I guess. Yeah. Here's a number. Oh, bullshit. Let me try to call that guy back. Maybe he fucking hung the phone up already. Let's see. Or is this someone else? Oh, this is a different number. Hang on. Never mind. Different number. I do this. What's ding ding, Baz?
That's Tagalog slang for dick.
Your call has been forwarded through an automatic voice message system.
My guess, ding ding.
I don't know what it is with them and the double syllables, ding ding, peck peck, pog pog. Even with names, like my wife has got a nephew whose nickname is Jet Jet.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
No, they're not answering there. They were selling goats, little baby goats. I was going to ask about the sexual organs. Yeah, from what I understand, the thing about peck-peck is because it's the sound of like when you're using a hammer, when you're hammering something, you know, peck-peck-peck-peck-peck. So
okay.
That's what they call fucking, you know.
It's like you're drilling or something.
Yeah, like you're banging, you know, peck-peck-peck.
Banging that bitch.
Damn.
Yeah, that there just makes you think about fucking a hooker, you know. Getting a little peck peck on, yeah. Here's someone selling a Dell all-in-one home premium computer, a beige computer, probably. Let's see about that. Yeah.
I hope there's a lot of porn on it.
Someone was mentioning that they liked the show about the sodomist priest that I did a few years ago. That was funny. But that was a D&D thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was your profession in D&D.
Yeah. Sodomist priest.
Every year, I always look for your Ernie calls, man. Every year, I'm sitting there, is it Thanksgiving yet?
I know. I was thinking about that. I was like, will he answer this year? It would suck if he doesn't answer.
Hello?
Yes, hi. How are you doing? I understand you have a computer machine?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. Is it a beige computer?
Pardon me?
Is it a beige computer?
No, it is, the computer is black. The printer is beige.
The printer's beige? And the computer, all comes with a printer also, an all-in-one printer?
Yes.
All right. That's good. And how much RAM? Can I download more RAM on it?
I'm pretty sure you can. I don't know a whole lot about that part.
Oh.
I mean, I bought it new, and you know, I had to upload up some pictures, but I also had someone take the pictures off for me.
By chance, has anybody asked you ever how many penises are on the computer?
How many what?
How many penises are on the computer?
No, I have no clue.
You never took your computer in for repair and they found out they had a lot of penises on it?
No, my husband has a friend that works on our computer.
Okay, and all right, so how many pictures of penises are on the computer right now?
I have no clue. He dumped the whole thing and I re-downloaded the original CDs.
Okay.
I have all the CDs and the book.
Yeah.
And everything that goes with it.
Oh, and what do you do with the computer? Because you're a woman. Usually women don't know how to use machines and stuff like that.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say they don't know how.
Well, they do. They break computers a lot. And they're like, oh, fix a computer. I need a man to fix a computer because I don't know what I'm doing.
Screw you.
Yeah.
Screw you.
You can't tell me that doesn't sound like her, right? You can't tell me that wasn't her. That would sound just like how many penises on this computer, lady. Hang on, watch.
It did.
I could have sworn. That's why I asked her. I was like, how many?
Hang it probably on, suddenly dawned on her that, hey, this was the dude that called me before about a year ago.
Yeah. Hang on. Let me play just a little bit of that voice from earlier last year.
Carrying into some voice recognition
yes,
here.
Yes, hello. Patricia?
May I say who's calling?
Yes, this is Cross. I'm calling from...
Just a moment.
Huh?
That's your computer. Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about your computer. I understand you left your computer machine here?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what did you do to it this time? Why did you mess it up again?
I haven't messed it up again.
You have again, because you obviously really mess up this computer. You don't know how to use it?
Yes, I know how to use it.
Do you know how to turn it on? And do
yes,
things?
I know how to turn it on.
All right, so maybe there's a little bit of a difference there, but it's pretty damn close.
A little
close.
Bit, but
I think she's got a quieter phone. I think that is her.
I think that is her too. That's
I
it.
Should
that's
talk it. To her from penis control or something like that.
Shit. Oh man, she's like that fucking guy with the penises again. All right.
Just like goddamn Ernie. Why do you keep calling me you and that guy about the fucking horse?
This is terrorism, you know.
It was territorial terrorism or some shit like that.
Whatever, yeah.
The thing about Ernie is that's so classic. You just have to, you can't milk, you got to do that once a year only.
You think? I was getting ready to call him now, see if he picked
really?
Up. Yeah, you could do
go
that.
Go for it.
What's the area code there in Guam? I'll find out. I should have some here. I got some from tonight. Guam,
it just seems like that's just a special
for
number.
For the last 3 years, you've known where I've worked, House of Brutus fucking helps us out with that every time. Yeah.
Well, he's probably expecting it every Thanksgiving, so
yeah,
he'll answer.
He might answer this time.
Thank you for calling. Hey, well, this is Lonnie speaking.
Oh, it's you?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I got the wrong... This is... You're in Guam, huh?
TGI Friday's in Guam. Yes, it is.
Yeah, you said I could come in and take a nap. Remember?
I'm sorry, your name again?
Oh, fuck you. That's the wrong 671 number. Hang on. I saved that one because there were cool people there. She was nice. Hang on. Here's the right one.
She sounded kind of hot.
Oh, yeah.
Nunu says it's against God's will that we're calling him now.
It's against God's will. Oh, well. Well, it's my show, and I put people on speaker.
He says it's like opening Christmas presents early.
Carlito is a heathen.
Oh. Oh. I don't know if you picked up or we didn't get a ring. Let me try again.
I didn't hear a ring.
It happens sometimes.
There we go.
Hello?
That Ernie.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, buddy. How you doing? It's Eddie.
Who's this?
It's Eddie. Hey, listen. Do you have a computer I can use?
A computer you can use?
Yeah, I wanted to use a computer to look up pictures of horses and the horse penises on the computer. He hung up. Well, at least we know his number's still good.
Hey, he's like, yeah. Why do you need a computer? I got a fucking Polaroids over here.
He's like, well, why look at pictures when I got a horse now? I bought a horse. Okay, there you go. He's alive still. There we go. We're about, what, 5 months away?
Yeah, he'll cool off by then.
We got 6 months. Yeah, we got 6 months. Actually,
it don't matter. We'll call the House of Brutus. They'll give us his new information.
Actually, when is Thanksgiving? Probably like November 26th this year or something like that, right? So then we're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so because it's 6 months away exactly. So there we go. We're good. We called him halfway into our normal. There you go. Yay.
Just checking up on him, checking our old friend. Him.
Make sure we don't lose him again like we did last time, so we don't have to track him down on the air like we always have to. Okay. Here's Mike Varsha and Mayur Patel. They live in Spokane, Washington.
Spokane.
Sorry. Here we go. Mr. Washington expert.
Everybody calls it that, though. That's not from Washington.
Our Washington correspondent. So I guess you guys didn't end up getting the new basketball team.
Sir, you cut out, dude.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is that Varsha Machine?
Varsha Machine?
Yeah, Varsha Patel?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Hi. I like you have nice hair, right? You look like a pretty girl with nice hair.
Hello? Pretty hair?
Yeah, pretty hair, you know?
Who is this?
Oh, I'm looking for Mayur. He's a little banchu.
Yeah, 1 minute.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Banchud. How are you?
Who?
Banchud. How are you, Mayur?
How can I help you?
I'm looking for the little Banchud named Mayur. Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are you doing today?
What do you want?
Is that your mother that you're talking that was on the phone or your sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you are Maderchud right now? You're in bed with her?
Pardon?
Are you Maderchud with your mom right now?
You know, I have a caller ID. Let me check your phone.
No. I don't have as block. I'm blocking my number.
You know, you better keep your language control. Otherwise, you're in big trouble, man.
Listen, your mother sounds nice, sexy. I want her to come front of me.
One second. Can you track the call, caller ID?
Asshole.
Banchud. Marilan.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Banchud. Hello?
No. A company recording television.
Gandu.
Hello.
Hello, Gandu.
Hello.
Gandu.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. You're saying hello. I'm here. Hi. Mr. Banchud. Hello. Hello. Say something, stupid. They're still there, guys. I'm going to call someone else.
Terry Marilan.
Ulu Kapata.
Hello.
We'll keep... Mayur, stay in line. We're going to call someone else for you to hear, okay?
We're calling somebody for you to talk to right now.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Mr. Patel.
Who is this?
Oh, hi. My name is Eddie. I'm calling because I'm having an arranged marriage for you.
I'm already married. Thank you.
Oh, no, listen. It's for a gay man. Gay marriage is legal now.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, so I have
I already have one wife. That's plenty. Thank you.
But you want a boy. You want to kiss a boy, no?
Don't hang up.
Don't hang up.
It's not your first time kissing a boy, pal.
Yeah, there is there. Hello, Major.
Cross, what's happening to my marriage?
Major's still on there listening. Major, keep listening. Don't go anywhere, buddy. This is fun. We're having fun tonight.
You can join in at any time.
Fuck yeah.
Father, how you doing, buddy?
Hello?
Hello.
Mr. Patel.
What's up?
Yeah.
Are you Banchud? Hello? No.
I'm sorry. I hear him talking in the background and it cracked me up.
Same color ID, color ID, get the color ID. Oh my
that's
god.
That's new technology to them.
Get the color ID number.
Piece of shit. Can stop me?
Piece of shit.
That's another Mr. Patel.
I'm so scared. I'm trying to call my Euro back.
Don't be scared.
Hi, Yurich.
777. Okay. All right.
I sent you those pinata numbers there in the Skype chat.
Thanks, Big Ken. Very nice of you.
No problem, sir.
You know, and also that number of that Filipino restaurant that you called in Seattle a couple of weeks ago. Remember the guy was going to meet us in a van? It's the guy that was interested in a homosexual tryst with you.
Yeah, he was going to walk down. And wasn't he going to walk down?
No, we were going to pick him up, and you were going to have me drive you in my van to pick him up.
Okay. I think I kind of remember this. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want that number?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me find it.
Homosexual van. Okay. Kind of remember it.
It's Inai's Kitchen. Inai is Tagalog for mothers.
Ooh.
So it's Mother's Kitchen, or Mother's... Actually, I guess they're Inai's Asian Pacific Cuisine now. Okay, here, let me post it.
All right, Ken,
right
you,
here.
You put a number... Oh, here, I see it now. Okay. All right,
they're probably not open Sunday night.
Send that in. I'm doing Ken's pinata thing here real quick.
No, you just, that's the Inai's Kitchen you're calling.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
Hello, Inai's.
Hi, Inai's. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
There was
Kamusta ho?
What?
Kamusta ho?
Mabuti.
Yes, talk to my friend Valente here.
Hi, how are you?
Just a second.
Okay.
Is this
a sexual place? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. I was looking for the boy there that was going to come meet me after work.
A boy?
Yeah, there was a boy who was going to meet me after work, and we were going to go have sex in my hotel room.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Valente.
Who?
Valente.
Valente?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't... No, nobody here. Nobody's here that's supposed to... I don't know. Do you know who's the name? What's the name?
I don't know. Me and my friend Baz, we were going to pick him up, or we're going to have sex with a boy that works there.
Yeah, he said he had a big ding-ding.
You know what? Stop calling.
No, he did.
No, don't hang up. Please don't hang up.
Don't.
Hello?
Yeah, Carlito, did I hear something about the show being moving back to Thursday now?
Yes, that's right. And by the way, yeah, that was, I do remember the place now. Remember, he said he was going to meet us, and that's a place you go to eat sometimes, Baz, I think.
Yeah. Actually, I just realized that a family friend of ours is friends with the owner.
Oops. Oh, well.
So it's getting a little close to home there.
Yeah, we got to be careful.
Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah, we don't want you to get in trouble. Yeah, the show, my work schedule is shifting again, but it's not going to be for maybe another 3 or 4 weeks. But I will be working weekends, but I'm going to have Thursday nights and Friday nights off again. So I'm guessing we'll move the show back to Thursday. So what's going on? Do you guys have a show on Thursday, Ken? It's and there is a Thursday show now, right?
Yeah, it's
the science show.
The science show. That's Goose and whoever. I just chime in. I don't have a show.
You don't have a show, but it's
I don't
Goose.
Have a show either.
Sloth and Goose, I think, do a show. And Ken,
I like to just shoot the shit with everyone.
Yeah. Well, you, Ken and Baz, you're not a host where you don't have shows, but you're you're on the shows a lot. You're co-host. Well, you help out here too. You know what I mean? So
regulars.
Regulars. Yeah. I don't know what you call it. What level you would say? Staff members.
Bonchudes.
Yeah, you're regular contributors. I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm. I'm a marichode.
Mm.
There you go.
Marichode. Man.
We're different, Ken.
You're different.
Although Sloth and Icy Goose try to fucking claim me in their faggot gang.
Yeah, but anyway, we need a another thing. We got to get a schedule going here, because now we got to move that show, the science show, which is a good show. But you guys, you all started it without really letting me know. And the reason I had mentioned in a few months ago, say, hey, let's try to keep Thursday open because I might end up going back to it. Well, here we are. And now Sloth is like, hey, don't worry about it. You know, Carlito, you come first, and that's cool. But now I want to make sure we find a good night for the science show, you know?
Just bump the science show to Sunday when the show's just make it a reverse deal.
Reverse swap? Well, it's up to Sloth and Goose or whoever wants to claim the show as theirs, but yeah. Yeah, so then we're going to end up with shows Thursday, Friday. Well, that's what we have now, right? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we have shows. We got a pretty good group going on here, you know? We got a good crowd here. Fridays now, the Friday Nights by the Fire is doing pretty good. Saturdays is always a packed house here. Someone goes on, either Aaron or Brad or a combination of somebody.
On Friday, for the 7-Eleven calls, they actually maxed the server out for the stream.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I increased the server went up to 100 today, and it's maxed out now. I don't know if what's going on is, I think there might be somebody out there who thinks it's funny during live shows to, tap out all the slots on the stream. Because for some reason, yeah, and when I'm looking here on the thing, they're all uniques, so they're all different connections. It's not someone hitting it with the same IP address, but then again, it could be someone just doing some flim-flam on the server, maxing it out from different locations. They don't show up as foreign IP addresses. They seem to be domestic ones. They're United States. So I don't know if that's the case, but right now, for example, today, we are max. I bumped us from 75 to 100 slots from now on to try to get around this problem that we've been seeing. And for some reason, we're pegged at 100 here again. 97 right now. So I don't know. I don't know if it's legit. I mean, I'll just go ahead and claim them as you know, we've got 100 people listening on the Madhouse stream alone right now.
According to Ice Goose, he says he has a new work schedule, so he may not be able to do any shows this summer.
Ah, fuck. Really?
Oh, shit.
Damn it, man. That sucks. Who's
come on, Goose?
Who's John Trollston? Is that Ice Goose?
That's Goose.
All right, yep. Let's get Goose on here. Goosey.
Fuck yeah, Ken.
What do you mean no shows for the summer? What the fuck? Seriously? Oh no, Skype did it again. Skype freeze.
Nah, it's his piece of shit school connection.
Can't
I'm not even at school, faggot.
Yeah, faggot. But seriously, no shows this summer? You got a job going on, a school job?
Yeah, I got a job, and it told me that I'll probably be working the midnight to 8 shift 5 days a week. Well, I'm not really sure how many times I'll get on.
So that leaves 2 days a week, right?
Two days a week. Yeah, that's what I do. I work 5 days a week, midnight to 8.
It's a bidding shift, though, so it's not going to be regular.
Oh, okay.
Tell your fucking boss how it is.
Yeah, you tell him, look, I got to do prank calls, so I got to get subpoenaed. I got shit.
I better fuck with some people.
There you go. Well, we'll
need the science experiments, dude.
Yeah.
I know. We all need science. Good for our education system.
Well, hey, Goose, you've been doing a good job, man. Hopefully it works out. We'll figure something out, man.
Put a can of Copenhagen in your juice.
Shit.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, what time is it? 1 o'clock? We got time. We can do more show here.
Any UK numbers for any?
Probably. Let's see. Yes, I do. Here's William Crumley. William Crumley. Does anybody want this before I do it?
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right.
Crumley?
Yeah, William Crumley. I don't know. I got to paste it in here because It's not coming up right. Here we go. Trying to stay on here because I really just want to watch more Arrested Development, to be honest.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak with Mr. Kremley, please?
Who's speaking, please?
Yes, my name is David Snoswell. It's of the utmost importance that I speak with Mr. Kremley immediately.
I don't think so.
I think so. I'm from the Ministry of Royal Service. Put him on immediately.
No.
Yes, I demand it.
Oh, man.
Boy, she was a saucy bitch.
She was a little bitch, yeah. Yeah, Sloth, don't take it the wrong... I'm looking at the chat. Don't take it the wrong way. I was just saying. That's good. Actually, it is a good thing that you guys have been doing Thursday shows because now we're moving in there and we have a transition. Now people are already coming in on Thursdays. We don't have to build an audience up, so we're good. Hello?
I think she just put the phone down.
Ms. Crumley? No, she's there. Hey, sweetie?
Oh, man. Come on, honey baby.
Honey baby. I'll do it again. Third time.
I got to call you earlier tonight. Sweetie, honey, baby.
Honey, baby.
That was funny.
Take it easy, Sloth _.
Welcome to voicemail. The person...
All right, next one. Back to the numbers. William Clayton.
William Clinton.
MSG3 Clayton. Hi, fix Skype. Excellent.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is that William Clayton?
Who's speaking?
Oh, that's good. Hey, this is Eddie. I'm calling from the Royal Service. How are you? Very good.
Very well, thank you.
Oh, that's very good.
Hello.
Good then. Yes, sir. I wanted to come down and give you a sample of some new tobacco that we're growing here in England.
Some new what?
Some new tobacco. Do you smoke pipe tobacco at all?
No. Oh. Don't smoke at all.
No? Do you like fish?
Fish, not particularly.
Well,
no,
fish, you
not
know,
interested.
You know, fish is good for you. It's good for your heart. It's good for your bowels.
Yeah, that's right.
You have some good bowel movements. You sit on the toilet.
Oh, yeah, no problem at all.
It has good omega-3s in it also, you know?
Yeah.
No, I want you... I'm going to come over and cook the fish for you and feed it to you, and I'm going to see how long it takes for you to go to the bathroom.
No, thank you.
How long do you think...
Not at least interested. Thank you very much.
Oh, come on. I want to watch you just take a shit. That's... Oh.
He actually sounded quite pleasant.
He was.
Hello?
Yeah, can you just use the bathroom, take a poop in front of me, and I want to smear it everywhere on my body?
Excuse me, sir?
You want to do what?
You sound like a pleasant chap.
Who?
You sound like a pleasant chap. We like you. We're coming over.
I'm sorry, I can't... It's not a very good line. I can't understand what you're saying. No.
You are a pleasant chap.
Pleasant chap? Oh,
yes.
I don't know about that.
We would like to come over for crumpets and tea.
No, well, not the least interested.
What I want is for you to defecate in front of us, and then we're going to fish out the poop out of the toilet and smear it on ourselves and smell each other.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's
call
fun.
The police if you did anything like that.
It's fun. We call it cocoa butter.
Well, I wouldn't partake in that at all. No. Goodbye.
Cocoa butter, guys. All right.
Cocoa butter. I had a mute there.
Hello? Sir? Is this William? Is that William?
Who are you?
Oh, this is Eddie. How are you? Good. Listen.
What?
I wanted to see, me and my friend Baz and Ken were going to come over and wanted you to defecate in a bucket in front of us, and then we're going to smear it on each other and smell it. Smell each other.
It's fun.
Yeah. And then we'll clean your asshole after.
Oh, fuck yeah.
With warm water and soap. Oh.
We want you to show us your tallywhacker.
And then give me some bangers and mash, goddammit.
Yeah, a banger in the mouth. Hello?
We're in the front yard right now.
Stroking my dick. Fuck yeah.
He's not talking. Hung right up on him. I love it when they do the... They're usually pretty... He sounded like he was about to go off and be pretty angry. Hang on, let me try it again. Maybe a second time he was...
Yeah, you kind of have a little huffy-puffy going on there, like you wanted to just fucking let loose.
A little anger there.
Let loose like... Hello?
Let go of your anger, and your transformation to the dark side will be complete.
Yes, we'll complete your training.
Strike me down.
Hello? We can feel your anger. we can feel your hatred. All right.
That reminds me of the Star Wars calls from last week.
Yeah. Yeah, because we actually had a sir. That's why that worked out. That lady was like, oh, yeah. you're talking we rubbish.
Goose called her on his show on Friday, and she got very pissed off.
Yeah.
I gave her the number. Remember that, Goose?
Was it?
Nope.
Hello?
William Gardner. Hello.
Who are you?
Oh, this is Eddie, and I'm here with Anakin.
Oh, not yes. You at this time in the morning.
Okay.
My name is Anakin.
Come on.
You should start telling these UK guys about the felony charges.
Ask for refuge.
Hello.
Yes, I need you to provide sanctuary for me. Please.
Good.
I need sanctuary.
For what?
I have felony charges against me for making harassing phone calls to people.
I don't know what about this, but...
Can you just... Do you have a bathroom I can use and I can hide inside your closet?
No. Huh? Look, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm not so good to try.
I'll make you food.
We'll make you breakfast.
I'll suck your dick.
I need help. Alderaan's blown up.
Dick.
Hello.
Hello.
That's it off the hook. What a bitch. Okay. Next one is William Newton.
Was it this show or one of the Ice Goose shows where the guy answered the phone and he says, somebody better fucking be dead?
That was this one, I think. Oh. We were talking about chickens last week.
That's right.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is that Newton? William Newton?
Hello?
William Newton?
Hello?
Hello?
William Newton?
Hello?
Yes, William Newton.
What?
Oh, no, you're not William Newton. Can I speak to the man of the house, please?
Who's calling?
This is Eddie. I'm here with Anakin.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, and we're here with Han and Chewie. We need sanctuary, please.
I'm sorry, I can't understand what you say.
We've been making harassing phone calls, and we're in trouble with the police.
Constable Vader is after us.
I think you've got the wrong number.
No, this is William Newton. William Gardner, you're still there. I think he's snoring.
You're there jerking off.
He's doing something. He's masturbating.
Hello, Mr. Gardner.
Listen, I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're on about.
My name is
Anakin. I don't know what you're on about. I know nothing about whatever you're on about.
I'm on about important items.
Maybe so, but I don't know anything about it.
Lord
Vader, will you please get off my phone before I ring the police?
No, don't ring the police, please.
Well, I will do, because I know nothing about what you're on about.
We need sanctuary.
I've no harassment to anything. The only harassment I'm having is you.
We need sanctuary from the law.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't want to know. I'm going to go back to bed now.
No.
I'm going to ring police if you ring me again.
Just keep listening, please. Okay.
If you ring me again, I shall ring police.
No. Don't do that.
Ring again?
He said ring again.
I think he said ring again.
Did you hear? He just quoted Taken.
Did he?
He goes, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're on about. That's the whole... He just fucking quoted that movie.
That's awesome. Hello?
Hello?
Is that William Pennington?
Pardon? No.
No? Who are you? Are you Mrs. Pennington? Hello?
Attention. Make attention, please.
Attention. We command you to answer. And respect us.
This is America calling. We command your attention. It's imperative that you make attention to us.
Keep his wife talking. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, keep talking.
We're almost there.
I'm almost finished. Keep her talking. Oh, he's fucking her. This is the headboard.
Take a little bit for me.
Hannah's almost done.
Hello, don't call the police, please, okay? We don't need that. We don't need more trouble.
We're already looking for sanctuary from the law.
He's fucking doing it.
Hello?
He's snoring. He's snoring in the background.
Good afternoon.
Is that Fatburger?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I came around 2 in the morning and I got the Fatburger there.
Sorry, sir?
I came around 2 in the morning and I got the Fatburger. And I saw...
You come around at 2 o'clock in the morning to buy a burger.
Yeah, and then I saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it said Carlito's a pimp. I was drunk as hell, and then but I wasn't throwing up, and I was halfway home, and my pager kept beeping and was blowing up. And I didn't even have to use my AK today. It was a good day. You know?
I'm sorry?
I came by. I dropped off this hoe. I dropped her off at her house, and I jerked out. I left real quick. I took her to a hotel, and we were watching the Supersonics. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. We're watching.
You took the sign out.
No. I got with this girl I've been trying to get since I was 18. Since I was in the 12th grade. And we got to the hotel, and then we were watching basketball, and the Los Angeles Lakers beat the Supersonics, and then we were smoking marijuana, and I were drinking Boone's Farm, and then we had sex, and my Jimmy went really deep in her, and she fell asleep. And then I woke her up around 1, and she was saying that I was the Top Gun, you know? And I took her to
pad. What can I do for you today?
I took her to the pad, and I was coasting, and I did three-wheel motion in my car. You know?
Okay.
And then I dropped her ass off, because I don't give a shit about them hoes, and I came by, and I had a fat burger over there around 2 in the morning.
Okay. Now, I've just got a customer. I have to hang up now, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
All right?
I woke up this morning. There was no smog, and there was no barking from the dog.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Talk to you later.
All right. See ya. Just want to share that with you. Bye. All right. They're a little...
Nudity wants to know how Milkman got to the UK because he's snoring like a motherfucker.
That was funny.
I liked you dropping the Supersonics in that.
Yeah, the Lakers beat the Supersonics.
Especially since the Sonics have been gone 5 years.
Well, you know, that's what I was trying to say before. Seattle was trying to get, what was it, Sacramento up there?
Trying to get Sacramento.
Yep, and it wasn't a deal like the. Well, I heard also that affected because Seattle wanted to get an NHL team, and they got the.
Yep.
We'll never get an NHL team.
Yeah.
And the Red Wings are going to drop Chicago's ass tomorrow.
Shit. Anyway, that sucks. Yeah, I guess the deal is to build the arena. The you guys need to have the NBA team, and that's the only way you can get the NHL is if you have an arena. But the deal is for NBA team first. But of course, David Stearns, he's a fucking dickhead, that fucking guy.
Well, you know, the thing is that we've got a 5-year deal with the city and the county.
Yeah.
So the deal that Hansen has goes to 2017.
Yeah.
And I think that once Stern is gone next year, the new guy, what's his name?
Oh, I don't know. Anybody.
I forget. But he's a little more amenable to expansion.
Yeah. And David Stern's a piece of shit. I think the expansion, I think it's. I think there's a few cities that want teams. I know for a fact Vegas really wants NBA team really bad. So I could see an expansion going at least Vegas and Seattle. I could see Vegas, Seattle. I think
Virginia. It's going to be Seattle.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's got to be two teams. But well, actually, you can't, right? It's got to be a West Coast and an East Coast team, I guess. It's got to be.
Did you see New Orleans is changing their fucking name too?
Yeah, to the Pelicans.
I don't watch basketball, so I don't really give a shit if we get a team.
Yeah, the Pelicans, man. What the hell's that? I saw that. I was like, the Pelicans?
That's stupid.
The Pelicans, wow. Fly Pelicans.
Well, it's like in hockey next year, they're fucking redrafting everything, so the Red Wings are even going from the West Coast to the fucking East Coast now.
The Detroit Red Wings are going to be a West Coast team now, or are they going
to... No, they've been a West Coast team forever, which is a bitch to watch their games when they're out in, like, California and stuff. But now they're redrafting everything, and they're going to send them out east.
Yeah. Nunu says this is a prank show, not an expansion show. Okay, fine.
My dick is expanding.
If it's not an expansion show, then we shouldn't be calling the UK, just stick it to the US.
I guess.
Fuck the UK.
Fuck the UK.
Yeah, put one in chat. Guys,
fuck the UK, come straight from the underground.
The 818 number I put in chat. The guy's pretty funny when he answers.
Are you guys getting an echo on Skype?
Yeah.
Is it off of me? Yeah, it's off of me.
Yes, it is.
Let me try to fix it.
Well, we might not be getting a NBA team this year, but mark my words, I think our NFL team is going to do quite well this year.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Oh yeah, dude, Seahawks are going to be so good
this year. Tebow over to you.
Yeah, Tebow's going to be your guy.
Jesus.
We got Russell Wilson.
All right,
dude, it's going to be beast this year.
So what is
how
this?
How long is it before we get the fantasy football team back together there, Carlito?
We need about 2 months. We should start looking into that, getting the fantasy football back.
Yeah, I'm going to have to join in on that this year.
Yeah, man, even though it pisses everybody off in the chat room when we talk about it. But
just get Richie out of there.
Especially Nina.
Yeah. So what is this 818 number?
That's a reference number I got a couple weeks ago. When the guy answers, he gets really pissed if you tell him he has a small penis.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, that's
he has some. Yeah, Karen.
This is your buddy, Goose. You need to talk to him.
This guy's really fucking pissed. On Danny boy.
The environment.
Daniel can't come to the phone right now. Please leave a message.
I'll try him again.
Yeah, he does get pretty fucking angry.
The brother got pissed at me the other night, too.
I think the whole family hates you, Ice Goose.
I think it's funny.
Hello?
Hi, hello? Daniel? Hi, this is John Holloman. I'm calling for a reference for Karen.
Oh, dude, you're an idiot, man. Don't call my phone. I'm serious. Don't
Daniel,
call my phone.
You
you're
got
freaking
small
lost.
Penis issues. Daniel,
dude, you're a
calm
joke.
Down.
I would love to get my hands on you. I swear to God,
Daniel,
dude, if I got my hands on you,
nice.
I'd wreck you, dude.
Daniel,
no
you
joke.
Have small penis and you need to get over it.
Yeah, you're probably like a little freaking weenie kid with no life, dude. I'm seriously, I'm about ready to
Daniel,
find
you're,
you. Just,
it sounds like you have some small man issues going on right now. Daniel, don't leave me. Aww. Told you, he gets mad.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so you've called him a few times. He probably was like, fuck, man, it's come from a different number.
It's John Holloman. Holy shit.
Shit, Holloman again. All right. I'm going to do a few more calls. I'm going to call it a night because, yeah. I'll be honest, I want to watch Arrested Development, and that's just it. Got to be honest. All right, here's Will and Quigley, another UK number. They've been kind of funny tonight in the UK.
I just let you know somebody fucking hacked the chat and put a different topic up.
Yeah, I saw the different topic. I don't know if that was legit or not. I don't know how that happened. That's weird.
Nice.
They put some website up.
Well, let's all click the website, see if there are any viruses there. There's only one way to find out.
Fuck that.
Who the fuck was that? How do you get the ability to do that anyway? What's going on? Where's Ben? Ben is our... Well, he's probably sleeping.
He probably had to hack the fucking ops, too, to get in there and do that.
Oh, shit! Oh, God!
Yeah, son of a bitch.
We're screwed.
Oh, crap, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, look at that.
I got fucking Brent Westwood's fucking intro theme song stuck in my head.
Well, I want to prank. Where's that from? Where do you get that song from? I want to prank someone? Is that the song?
I don't know. I keep walking around the house. I'm like, I got to get my prank on.
Got to get my prank on. Yeah. I don't know where he got that from. That's a pretty good find on his end. That's a good deal. Yeah, UK number. Here it is. I don't know. Man, I'm going to make this the last call of the night. I'm done with it. Done with the show. Bored with my own show tonight. Got other stuff I could be doing, like watching Netflix. Let's do that. Do.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
I'm going to put Baz on the line. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Baz. How are you this evening?
You're ringing me at fucking 6 o'clock in the morning. What the fuck do you want?
But this is the last call of the night.
Where are you ringing from? Fucking...
I'm ringing from the Royal Service. Hey,
oh.
Hey. Gotta call him back.
Where the fuck are you from? Fucking...
Fuck. Alright, I'll call him back because he's funny.
Goddamn, I knew speak to your people.
Right?
Come to voicemail.
Oh.
The person you have called is...
Oh, shit.
Welcome to voicemail.
All right, I'm done. See you guys. Bye, Ken, Baz, and Ice Goose.
Bye.
Y'all have a good night there, buddies.
You too. Have fun watching Arrested Development.
Yeah, I will. Bye. All right, so yeah, there we go. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I just want to go, I want to play video games and watch Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Christ.